Some of what you are about to hear might be deemed offensive by some people. If you are insulted by people arguing about the New England Patriots and pretty much anything else, or by subjects like soap of the slot, gutter cleaners, people with big heads, Bilpolian, Egypt, wedge salads, and drilling for oil, you probably shouldn't listen to PFW in Progress. But if you do listen and hear something questionable, please do not be offended. We're just trying to entertain. In other words, some of the content of PFW in Progress may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
So after we take the mug shots, we bring them on down here where they wait to be interviewed by the arresting officer. Trust me, kids, you do not want to be sitting on these benches. We call this place Loserville.
PFW in Progress with Red Kirsch.
He's actually kind of funny.
Yeah, I mean,
is he all there? Like, mentally?
I think so. He's just an odd guy. Kind of weird.
I mean, should we be worried?
No. No.
Paul Perillo.
Don't forget your Rogaine.
Check.
Don't forget to use it. I can totally tell when you forget your hair because it's thinner.
Using of the Rogaine.
And Andy. And Andy?
Get the part so close?
Yeah, what's wrong? Shouldn't be here.
Andy Hart.
Why is that? I'm not supposed to be within 200 feet of a school.
What?
Or Chuck E. Cheese.
Eric Scalavino.
You guys might not know this, but I consider myself a bit of a loner. I tend to think of myself as a one-man wolf pack.
For now, anyway.
And 6 months ago, I thought, wait a second, could it be? And now I know for sure, I just added to my wolf pack. 4 of us wolves running around the desert together, looking for strippers.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Hey guys, you ready to let the dogs out?
What?
Do what?
Let the dogs out. You're going to like, ooh, let the dogs out. Ooh, ooh.
Yes, we are ready to let the dogs out.
Who let the dogs out?
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. Red Kirsch here. The rest of the guys will be here as well soon. It's a busy day at Gillette Stadium. Today's Wednesday, and of course, that's media day. Lots of press conferences, lots of phone conferences. And a new one today, Logan Menkins hit the podium this morning, and we'll be hearing what he had to say. I guess there was just so many people requesting him that instead of doing a press conference at his locker, they decided to bring him up to the podium, which is a good idea. But we'll hear what Logan Menkins had to say, his first official day back practicing with the team. He reported yesterday, signed his minimum tender contract, a little over $1 million, and he'll play for the rest of the season. Now the question is, how quickly will he see the field? We'll talk about that today. Andy and Paul seem to think as soon as he's physically able, he will slip right back into his left guard position, take over for Dan Connolly. I think maybe they'll wait a little bit longer. We'll see. You know, I just have this feeling that, you know, because of what he said and holding out and putting himself before the team, you know, there's other guys that were in similar positions than him. You know, Vince Wilfork, Tom Brady. You know, all these guys never had, you know, an intention of sitting out. And so it's just a little bit different. Then you add on the fact that he called the owner basically a liar, said he didn't live up to what he promised, which I still don't understand what exactly he was talking about. They made him a lucrative offer, and he chose not to, you know, take it, which is fine. But I don't see where one side was not living up to, you know, what they promised. So, you know, you add all those things up, and, you know, with everything that's going on this year with chemistry and character and getting the right guys and getting rid of guys like Adalys Thomas and Sean Springs and, you know, Lawrence Maroney and Randy Moss, you know, to just have them slip right in there. I understand it's just business, but I don't know. It just doesn't feel right to me. Those guys could be right, Paul and Andy, that you know, he'll just start playing and it'll be business as usual. But it's just a feeling I get. So we'll talk about that. Obviously, Randy Moss is still a big, big topic. he was officially put on waivers. So he has, or other teams have, I should say, up until 4 o'clock today to make their claims on them. And all 31 teams, other than the Vikings, could make a claim on him. And then the team with the worst record as of right now would have first dibs, and they could say, okay, you know, I'm the Buffalo Bills, and I've got the worst record. I made a claim on him. I want Randy Moss. So they would pick up the remainder of his contract, everything he's due for this season, and Randy Moss would then become property of the Buffalo Bills. Now, Randy Moss could say, I don't want to play for the Buffalo Bills. Well, too bad, Randy. You know, you'd have to. You could sit out, but you wouldn't get paid, and you wouldn't be able to negotiate with any other team because now you are property of the Bills. So it goes along that way. The other option is no teams put claims on him, and he becomes a free agent. Then Randy Moss has the opportunity to negotiate with whoever he wants. So we'll see. That's all by 4 o'clock when the claims have to be made by. So we'll see what happens. Andy's here. Hey, Andy.
Hey, Fred.
Were you at Logan Mankins today?
I was.
And what did the big guy have to say for himself?
A lot of interesting things. I thought first and foremost, most interesting, was he's been here the whole time, since April, has been in this area, has been golfing with the guys, has been going out to lunch and dinners with the guys, eating with them. The reports of him being in California were not accurate. I found that interesting.
Well, who reported that he was in California?
Oh, there were a number of them.
Really?
Back in the...
Oh, that he was at his farm.
Yeah,
and
whole thing.
Right,
he's been here the whole time.
Right.
He's watched every game except last week. He was trick-or-treating and knew the result afterwards and decided he wasn't going back to watch it. Another quote I found interesting, I had a lot more confidence in Dan Conley at the beginning of the season than you guys did. So he said he always had confidence in Dan Conley to fill the role. Really never talked about the money. Said I'm not here to talk about the past or the future. I'm basically showing up to do my
job. I did see his last comment. I'll talk about all that after the season if you guys can find me.
If you can find me, I'll talk about it.
I like that.
I thought Tom Curran really tried to go after him a little bit, almost to the point where he wanted to fight him.
Really? That's shocking with Tom.
And he said, was it worth it? You're here. Was it worth it?
Right.
And he said, not right now, but we'll see. You know, he didn't get what he wanted right now, but we'll see how. And another question about, do you regret it? I don't know. You know, down the road, I might regret it or not.
Right.
He's not in that mind. Basically, the whole thing was, I'm just here to work right now.
Right.
To
I'm not going to talk a contract at
all. This isn't about the big picture. This is about the little picture. I showed up. He was asked a number of times. He said there was a reason for him showing up today or yesterday and not waiting till the exact end when he physically had to by rule. But he wouldn't disclose it, said he wasn't going to talk about that. And I thought he approached that well by saying, I'm not early. I'm 8 weeks late. So don't tell me I'm 2 weeks early for the deadline when I could have come. I'm 8 weeks late, was his basic point. And then players talked in the locker room. I just left Matt Light talking about him. They were very happy. You know, they've been in communication the whole time with him. They're all happy to have him back.
Yep.
You know, as expected, as most of us expected, he was welcomed back to this team, Fred Kirsch.
I never said he wouldn't be welcomed.
I'm not so sure about that.
When did I say?
You hinted that he may not be welcomed.
I did not. I never said
insinuated.
That.
Insinuated.
I said he may not play right away.
Well, this week he may not play.
Yeah.
Light joke that he looks like he weighs about 220. I didn't think he looked that small. Mankins, I'm talking about. I thought he looked like an offensive lineman.
Right.
He has a very impressive
Fu Manchu.
Of course,
he does not suck. Yeah.
Very thick.
Yeah.
Light really liked that. Was very humbled by it, he said, looking at Mankins' Fu Manchu. And a quick note on the Light thing. He's promising a big announcement tomorrow through the Light Foundation that involves Wes Welker, Tom Brady, charity, money. I don't know what it is. But a big announcement tomorrow. Give a little teaser.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
My guess is that's why he actually spoke with the media today. He wanted to get that out there. He was funny. He was his usual good self, but I think there was a point to his talking to the media.
Well, I wonder what that could be because, you know, all those guys have their own things too.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Maybe they're combining?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just some specific charitable endeavor with Brady. I don't know. Eric will be by later. He spoke with Dan Conley.
Yeah.
Who was, you know, kind of bombarded as he came out of the bathroom.
Right.
Eric was in on that. So he'll bring you those quotes from, he said Conley said kind of all the right things.
Right.
But I didn't hear the exact quotes. And as I told you earlier, another Mankins-related quote, Ivan Fears had what to say?
Said the guys were jumping for joy.
The running backs, indeed,
yeah,
were jumping
sure.
for joy.
Absolutely.
So, you know, they really don't want him back.
No. Who said that?
You.
No, I never said that. I never said that. Anyway, so that's good.
Quiet locker room, though.
Yep.
Beyond that, you know, Copen spoke, Conley spoke, Light spoke, all in regards kind of to Mankins.
Right.
Beyond that, not a lot going on in the locker room. Brady did his podium press conference today, wasn't at his locker,
right.
And then he was followed by Mankins at the podium.
Yeah. Anything he have to say?
I caught the second half of it. I was in the locker room and then ran over. I didn't see anything. He's still going on the whole thing that he started post-game. If you end the year and you have 6 wins, you didn't win anything that year.
Right.
You know, we've won a lot more than 6 games around here in different seasons. That's the goal again, that whole blah, blah, blah.
Sure, sure, sure. No other mention of Moss or anything like that?
No, just jokes. Yeah. You know, like somebody asked Light, is the reunion with Ben Watson going to be as big a deal as the one with Randy Moss was this weekend? You know, it's all jokes, nothing.
Yeah.
Nah.
Well, it's been confirmed pretty much because they've had the restaurateur on the radio now.
That Tanuko's or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, that, you know, of what happened in the locker room and even...
Yeah, but no one is really disputing the incident.
Right.
But that's not necessarily why they cut him.
Right, no. It can't be.
Right.
I think they're using that as to show that, you know, he wasn't exactly...
He wasn't our guy.
Right.
We didn't want him.
Right.
But I don't think he was cut specifically because he said this looks like Alpo.
I hope not.
Right.
You know?
What do you think about the reports that the Jets had already contacted?
Well, that was interesting that they met with him at a place that Sanchez hangs out at, close to where Sanchez lives. And, you know, it could be a smokescreen by the Jets, you know, to get somebody else to make a bid on him before the Patriots. Who knows?
Do you have a prediction?
Of where he'll go? I don't.
At all? No, you usually have feelings.
Yeah, I don't. I have no...
You know what I'm rooting for?
Where?
Colts. All the injuries they've had at receiver.
God.
Wouldn't it be great? Him, Polian, Manning. I just think that would be... They're coming. We, you know, we play them. In a lot of ways, I think that would be the perfect scenario for us as reporters. And
it would
Colts
be. It would
suck.
Be great theater. Do you think Manning would
no.
put up with that
no.
nonsense?
No.
You know?
I don't. And that's why the one thing is, if they take him, I am of the belief that it's Peyton Manning essentially claiming him. It's not Bill Polian. It's not the Colts. Peyton Manning decides, bottom line, Peyton, do you want Randy Moss or do you not want Randy Moss? And I think he'd rather play the game he plays usually, which is I'll take some undrafted guy and make him into a playmaker. I'll take some guy and make him good enough and we'll win games. I don't think he would want that headache. I think Manning has a huge ego.
And Polian may not want it either.
But I think it would be a Manning call, honestly.
Yeah.
I think he
yeah.
would kind of make the call on that one. We'll
yeah.
claim him if you want him. We're
yeah.
not going to if you don't want him. I think that would be the most interesting one. The Jets would be pretty interesting, too. But I'm waiting for them to fall apart anyway. So whether Moss is the reason or not, they're going to fall apart.
Well, you know, after that 9-0 game, you know...
In which they allowed the punter to decide when he was calling a fake punt. A game-changing play, like
right.
a 3rd-and-18 fake punt, and the punter has it on his shoulders.
His green light.
Unbelievable.
But, you know, not scoring any points against the Packers, you know, I think they might be tempted.
Oh,
yeah.
sure.
You know?
You know, they've seems like they've considered everybody
but
when
I think
somebody comes available.
Any team that considers Moss, it's going to require this sit-down with him to – see where his head's
at. You don't
at.
Have time.
I know. That's the
if
problem.
If you're going to claim him,
yeah.
it's today by 4. You got to get
yeah.
it done. And I mean, you can call his agent. You can try to. But that's why I think anybody who does it should have a previous relationship, whether it's a coach, a veteran
yeah.
player, the quarterback, the offensive coordinator. Somebody, I think, needs to have an understanding of what you're claiming.
Yeah. So, I don't. That's why I have really no idea.
How about Sean Merriman? Would you claim him?
Well, Sean Merriman is available now. He's been placed on waivers.
How about that? 2 all-pros on the waiver wire today.
Yeah, well, like I said, there's always guys
yeah,
after
they're
June
always
1st.
Available. Always.
There's always somebody after June 1st available. Would you? Sean Merriman?
Aaron Andrews?
No.
Yes.
No. Sean Merriman.
Indeed, I would. No, I've gone the other way on that one.
Okay.
I was of the belief not too long ago that kicked the tie. I certainly wouldn't claim him. If I had any interest in Merriman, it would be hope he clears waivers, which sounds like he may not. Sounds like there's people believe that he's going to be claimed. Maybe Baltimore is the most likely candidate based on his ties, you know, Maryland and that area and different things. If he makes it to free agency, why are you throwing remotes across the
Paul's
table?
Paul's trying to turn the volume down on the TV.
If he made it to free agency, I'd put the call in. I'd work him out, kick the tires. I'm just not so sure he's good anymore.
Yeah, I don't
and
know.
I think Randy Moss is more capable of contributing at a good level, so you consider the baggage. I think Merriman has the baggage, and I'm not sure he brings any value.
He could be a lot like Burgess, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you could get him out there and say, wow, he's got nothing left. Whereas Moss, I think, with the baggage, you're going to get some plays.
One
he might not be elite anymore, but he's going to catch some
passes. One thing you would get from Merriman, assuming he's in shape, is emotion. You'd get that, you know, sort of rah-rah type of thing.
Yeah, that without play is useless.
Well, you know.
Andy, would you like a spoon?
Andy's eating yogurt with a fork.
A fork seems to be working. It's a thick yogurt.
Hey, Paul.
Why are you talking like that?
He did it to me, too.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
What were you
doing? I missed everything today, though.
You missed everything?
I did. I missed locker room. Missed Bill. What did Logan have to say?
Logan, Andy was
there. Been here
the
whole time. Since April.
He has never left the area.
Never left the area.
So all these reports of him on his farm?
Gone.
Not true.
Okay.
Has been golfing with the guys, having lunch, dinners with the guys. You know, he won't be welcome back with open arms.
I think he's really going to have to fight hard to get that job back.
Did have a little, not snide remark, but I had a lot more confidence in Dan Conley before the season started than you guys did. I'll tell you that. Moment. Also said...
I didn't know there was a confidence level in Dan Conley.
Well, I think people doubted him, as they should. He was an unproven commodity, sure, replacing what you consider an all-pro left guard. And he did say
too.
He wants he wouldn't talk money. A couple times, not going to talk about the past or the future. I'm just kind of here. Said, if you want to talk money, I'll talk money after the season, if you can find me. We won't be finding him.
So he won't be in Foxborough then?
He was in Foxborough, and we couldn't find him this time, okay. We being the media.
Well, some people did.
One person ran into him.
And another person had a report that said he was in the area. Mike Reese did.
When?
Early in the season, around the time that
report
about...
Yeah, for that. But everybody thought I believe that report actually indicated he got on a plane and flew here.
Schefter's report did that,
yeah.
Yes. I think so.
Was of the belief he was here for that.
So are you buying it?
Am I buying what?
That he never left the area?
Yeah.
Not once? Never never was back in California
also,
one time since June?
Oh, well, he could have gone there for a visit, but... He resided in Foxborough or wherever since April.
So is it possible that he was in California and did fly here at the time of the thing?
Maybe.
Certainly was not the implication of the report.
But I think
certainly not the implication of what Mencken said.
Yeah, I think everyone's impression was that he was living in California.
Because otherwise I'd write, he cut short a visit to California to return to Foxborough to sign a contract, not he got on a plane to get to Fox. It made it sound like he was living in California.
Right.
Off the grid on his farm.
Right.
I think
he was out of, you know, in fact, he had left the Patriots behind.
Andy's absolutely right.
He's with all the
guys. Which I take as a good sign, by the way. Because I think had he really, truly, mentally closed the door on New England, that's what you do. You go away to your home, and then at a future point, find out where your next seasonal stop is. I don't think he ever closed the door on New England. That's my belief now.
Andy is absolutely right. I think the Boston Herald certainly had a report about people close to him that talked about he's very content
this.
On
right.
his ranch.
That's right. That's what
in
I was
California.
Thinking. Right.
That was definitely a story.
Right.
There were some others that indicated he was in the area, though. And I know Mike Reese
but
wrote
nobody
one of them.
Indicated he was in the area here.
Permanent.
It was like,
yeah.
He was in the area last week.
Right.
It was a throwaway phrase like somebody was here, but it was not that he's been here and will be
right.
here.
Right,
right. Interesting. Good stuff.
Yeah.
And I agree. The fact that he was here tells me that he probably mentally didn't shut it down.
Yeah. Right.
And he also said, you know, I don't want people thinking that I'm 2 weeks early because I'm 2 weeks before the deadline. I'm 8 weeks late. That's what he said. But
a few people kept out. He said he had a specific reason. But wouldn't talk about it.
Yeah, there's got to be something.
You think they're working on a contract?
Oh, no. I think there's got to be something NFLPA-wise that...
Oh, really?
I think it's too coincidental that him and Jackson came back together. I think if he had waited... I don't know what it is. I don't know exactly what it is. But I think if he had waited and then he was on the... if the team put him on, you know, the reserve list. You know, let's say he waited 2 weeks and then he was on the reserve list for a week. It wouldn't have counted as an accrued season. There's got to be something like that. I don't know the nuts and bolts, but it's got
to
be something like that.
Okay, so maybe it's to avoid the team from screwing him, not making him active until after he would get an accrued season or something like that?
I don't know.
No, avoiding, I think, a fight.
Yeah.
Over what technically is when he was active, when he showed up.
I think it's too coincidental that Vincent Jackson comes back last week.
Keeping him out of this, just show up this week and there'll be no question. You can't possibly get screwed.
3 weeks Jackson suspended for, correct?
I believe so, yes.
And Mankins is 2 weeks early, running the risk of that. So now I got to think. And you only get 2 weeks maximum for that reserve list.
Right.
According to the reports.
Right, right.
So now he will have to be active or put on injury reserve or whatever.
Right.
But he'll get an accrued season no matter what happens.
Yeah. So you think there's any chance that it's for Mankins, in Mankins' case, that it was like, hey, get in here, sign the tender, we'll get something worked out within the next couple of weeks?
No.
I'm not dismissing that as a possibility, but I would be very surprised by it.
Oh, I agree with Paul. I think it's probably the NFLPA.
He may
have even gotten some specific bad advice at some point that they're cleaning up. And that's why he doesn't want to get into it. And they want to make sure that there is no way
that he doesn't get
lack of a dot or lack
season.
Of a cross T can keep him from getting the accrued season. Make sure you're here this week.
Right. Per a league source, and this is coming from strippers, the Jets have not submitted a claim for Moss or Merriman.
Well, so they have till 4.
They have till 4. But so far,
No one has.
As of 12:22 Eastern, they haven't. According to strippers, who is citing a source.
Yeah, I don't have any idea what the source is, but wouldn't it make sense to you that the way that this process would work is at 4 o'clock is when that becomes available to the people who are supposed to see it. The only one they could be going off of is yesterday's at 4 o'clock. Like I can't imagine
that would be a Jet source.
No, yeah, someone from
that's
the Jets could
team
have told
saying
them.
We've not submitted a.
That's the way
a,
I read.
Right,
claim.
But that's what I'm saying. It is you can't have seen that it's not over. Like,
no, but the Jets could say we haven't done it.
A Jets guy could have told this guy we're not going
to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. I see.
So, we'll see.
I don't think it makes a lot of sense for the Jets. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people think it's.
But knowing them
thing,
after 9-0,
they're already talking about worried about spreading the ball around too much, since Holmes has come back. You know, they want to add another receiver who's going to
want. What about the part of them seeing him shut it down and take his foot off the gas up close and personal? Why do they want that on their team?
Yeah, and I don't think that's a good fit.
Who do you think? Andy asked me if I had any predictions on where I thought he would go. I don't.
Tennessee.
I really don't. You
Kenny Britt's out, and they need a receiver. Jeff Fisher's a strong presence. They're in contention at 5-3.
Yeah, and he chose to come out with a quote saying he felt all the teams would consider him.
Right.
Yeah, but
why even comment?
You just
on
assume
it?
that he's playing the game and trying to get somebody to take him. I mean. I think you could read that any way you wanted.
Yeah, I don't. It has nothing to do with what his comment is. I'm talking about practical reasons. They need him, and I think he's a strong presence.
A lot of teams need him.
I don't.
I think the Rams need him. I think the Colts need him. I think there's a lot of teams
that
need a
receiver
right now.
I don't think the Colts need him.
Seattle.
So let me ask you about the Rams because you like the Sam Chise.
I want him to say the bleep away from my Sam Chise.
That's my question.
No, I do not want him to go.
Okay,
there.
No, good.
The Rams do need him.
That's what I was wondering.
You're in the midst of a good season.
Yeah.
Wherever this finishes, you've made strides. You've made positive
strides. No, I wanted to hear your reaction.
I want
that
to be my story, November, December, and then all off season about how we took a step, and if we do X and Y, you know what? We could be a playoff team.
I think I agree with you.
They might be a playoff team
nothing,
now.
No, but beyond that, I don't care about that. I'm saying if you lose the next 8 games, to me, you've made some strides this year. I don't expect them to. I expect them to win 2 or 3 more, finish the season wherever they're going to be, 7-9, to me, you've had no good can come from bringing Moss in there. No good at all. You may make the playoffs. You're not winning the Super Bowl. So what do? You have him for one. Nothing good can come from the Rams claim.
By the way, the source told Manish Mehta, who is the Jets beat writer for the New York Daily News.
Yeah, he's good.
I never met him.
That's who reported it.
Judy Batista's here today.
So yeah, he has that Jetstream. That's his Twitter account, @Jetstream. He's come out with a lot of info on the Jets lately. He's been
right?
Yeah, yeah. He's been sort of the go-to guy.
Can you come up with an example?
I can't.
Okay.
Over the last couple of weeks, though, I've seen the Jetstream quoted as sources for a lot of stuff. You know, because when I first heard that, I thought, oh, that must be like their PFW, you know, the Jetstream, but online. But it's not. That's what they call.
A Jets Confidential is their thing.
Yeah, right. That's their paper.
And that's online.
Yeah.
Because Dan's stuff is all online now.
Yeah, they stopped publishing.
Yeah.
Do you have to pay for it?
I believe so.
Really? Is it worth paying for?
I have no idea. Sure, it's not as good as Ask Freddy.
No, no one is.
Well, I'm just, you know, wondering. All right, webradio at patriots.com is the email address. 508-543-7482 is the ACE ticket hotline. And on it right now is Eldridge from North Carolina. Eldridge, how you doing?
Fine, Andy. Eric, how y'all doing?
Good. I heard you on the Pete Shepard show yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
You also heard him on the AK-47 show.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yes, sir. Got a little lucky.
Serial little caller?
Lucky. Never could get on there. Never could. Hey, question. You said something does no good if Moss goes to, you said Los Angeles or, excuse me, the Rams, or are you talking about back to New England?
No, Paul was thinking he's going to go to Tennessee. And Andy
doesn't want him to go to St. Louis because he likes Sam
Bradford.
Right,
Andy doesn't want him to go to St. Louis.
Well, Tennessee, I think Fisher might grab him if the Patriots ever think about doing it. But you never know if they do or don't. But as far as getting to the winning the Super Bowl, I don't think he'd do it with the Rams. I think we might have a better chance. I think we have a better chance with
But Moss doesn't have a choice. Whoever claims him, he's going to have to go there.
Oh, so whoever claims him, he got to go?
That's right.
So that's how they work. Okay.
Yeah. He doesn't have a choice.
Now, if nobody claims him, Eldridge, then he would become a free agent. Then he would be able to, he'd be free to sign anywhere he wants.
Anywhere he wants. Okay.
That's only if no one claims him.
But I don't see the Jets claiming him or Merriam because the Jets got Pace, and then they got Trevor Price, and they got another defensive lineman back. And I'm going to tell you, Rex Ryan doing that despite Belichick. That's the reason why I see if Rex was to do that.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to the Jets personally.
I don't think he would either. I think he'd like what he got, but I still say it'd help us out a little bit.
I'd take him. So,
offense and defense.
What? Yep. Okay. All right, Eldridge.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
All right, Eldridge, checking in from the truck.
He's a serial caller.
Yeah.
He hits all the shows.
Yeah.
And maybe the other thing.
Webradio at patriots.com is the email
those truck
address.
Drivers, you got to watch them because
508-543-7482 is the phone number.
Remember those prostitution ones when I was a little kid?
Andy has gone back. He doesn't want Sean Merriman. What about you, Paul?
I never wanted Sean Merriman.
No.
No,
he's not.
No,
I never wanted Sean Merriman. I was including him in the. I'd sign my mother to play outside linebacker.
Yeah,
right now I feel okay.
Let's take a listen to some of what Logan Mankins had to say. Kevin, you got that?
So
he's nodding his head.
It.
Yes,
he's just not playing it. It's just quiet.
Well, he sent me a thing that we had it all ready to go.
Apparently not, because
definitely.
Hey,
not the full beard.
No, just a little Fu Manchu.
Through how this came back?
It was just time. I had my reasons for the date that I came back, but I'm not going to explain them to everyone, so.
What have you been doing?
Hanging out, playing a lot of golf, hanging out with my family a lot, so it was a good time to spend a lot of time with them.
How have you been training to stay in shape?
I've been training quite a bit, so we'll see today how it goes, see how good a shape I'm in.
What kind of football-related things do you do when you're not with us?
Well, I played football a long time, and I've been through a lot of off-seasons, so I took this off-season like I take every other one, and I did all the things that I've been taught through the years, and I didn't hit anyone or do anything like that, so that'll all be new to today.
Then what were your emotions when you walked through the door for the first time?
Oh, it was good. I'm happy to be back. I got a lot of friends here, a lot of guys I have a lot of respect for and love playing with, so it was good to see everyone again. And when I let a bunch of guys know the day before, everyone was pretty happy I was coming back, so I knew I had a lot of support here.
Were your expectations more to see how you're going to do it?
Oh, yeah, anxious. nervous, a little bit of everything. So you haven't done it in a while, and everyone else has been doing it a few months. So I'm sure I'm behind, and I got a long ways to go to catch up.
Logan, how tough has it been for you to balance, obviously, a business principle that you believe in personally versus your love for the game and wanting to be here?
Yeah, it was tough, but you know, I don't really think about that stuff a lot. I guess I do a little bit, but you know, once you get in the routine of doing other things, it kind of makes it a little easier. But I love football, and I wanted to be out there playing, but we had some other things going on. So, but now I'm back and I'm ready to go.
Logan, do you see yourself playing here long term after this season?
I'm not commenting on the past or the future right now. I'm here to help the team, help them get ready for Cleveland. So that's what I'm looking at right now.
For how quickly
we'll
be involved.
Yeah, no expectations at this moment. Taking it day by day, and we'll see how everything happens day by day.
You missed seven games. Was it all productive for you, staying away?
I don't know. We'll find out.
I mean, did you get what you wanted from it?
What I wanted from it? Yeah. Not at the moment.
You sense it might be having a new management. Are you here for this? Was that now that it's settled?
Yeah, I've talked to everyone here, and we're all on the same page right now, so I don't see that there should be any problems right now. Yeah, I watched all the games except for the last one. I was busy trick-or-treating with my kids, so I missed that one. And I wasn't going to watch it on TiVo because I already knew who won, so.
What have you thought of the way the offensive line and Connelly have played?
Oh, they played great. They've had a lot of good games. I know one thing, I had a lot more faith in Dan Connelly than you guys did before the season started. So Dan's a great friend of mine, and he's done a great job. And it was fun watching him play and get the opportunity to play to prove everyone that he could do it.
When you watched the games this year, how much did you miss it?
Oh, yeah, you miss it. It's a game. It's fun. That's why we play it. And you always miss something that you enjoy doing.
You ever regret taking the stand that you did and having to miss those games?
Maybe. Not right now, but maybe down the road I'll look back and wish I didn't, or maybe I'll be happy I did. I don't know. We'll find out, though.
What did you miss the most?
The most? Being with the guys, playing football. It's pretty special to play football. You become really good friends with all those guys, and anytime you line up with someone and you see all the work they put in and then you put in together and you go out there and do it together. That's a pretty special. So I miss doing that with these guys because I'm close with all these guys. We're all friends. Like everyone thought I was in California. I've been here since April. I've seen the guys all the time. We've played golf together, went out together, ate together. So that was the hardest part, being away from guys that I truly truly like and like to be around.
So you were local the whole time? You weren't out west?
Yeah.
How much you guys talk, like, was his advice helpful or his guidance in any way?
Yeah, Tom's he's a great guy, and he looks at things and really thinks about it. And when you talk to Tom and you're getting advice from Tom, you always know it's good advice because he's really thinking about what he's saying. He's just not telling you something to say. He's actually putting thought into it.
Could have came back 3 weeks from now, basically been in the same situation, I guess, pay-wise. Why now?
That's what I said earlier. I'm not going to get into why I came back now, but I'm not looking at it as if I'm early. Actually, I'm eight weeks late, so I'm not early.
Final question. Do you give people encouragement from inside here maybe to come back now? Or is it your...
Yeah, I'm not going to get into it. That was it was just something that I felt was the time to come back.
Do you feel at all as if the amount of money you're going to play for now in relation to what was reported to be on the table for you is that wide a disparity, or was it all principal the whole time? Was it principal or money?
I'm not too worried about that right now. After the season is when that'll come up, and if you guys want to talk about money after the season, if you could find me, I'll talk about it.
All right, that's Logan Mankins today. Thought we'd play that whole thing. Wasn't that long. He's a smart guy. He's a smart guy.
I agree.
You know, and You know, we'll see what happens with that whole thing.
But are you feeling different right now?
No, you seem like
you just came to some sort of epiphany.
Well, there was something that he said that I thought was interesting about, what is it, not now?
Not right now.
Yeah. My guessing that, maybe they have something in the works. After hearing that, I'd say no. I'd say definitely not. There is nothing in the works. This is strictly a business decision. He's come back at a certain time, and like Paul said, probably has something to do with rules. And that's why
I just don't know exactly what it is.
I don't know either.
But I think it's procedural.
Yeah, but
because it's too much of a coincidence that they came back, Jackson, and you know, and Jackson's 3 weeks.
Yeah,
and he came back last week.
As far as his relationship with the Patriots right now, it's not all happy time. It's strictly business, and you know, with the players, it's fine. But as far as management, you know, there is no bridge that's been crossed at this point. He's back here for business reasons only. This is what I'm just surmising from the way he's talking.
Yeah.
And that
I think you're right.
Yeah. You know, I don't think that there's any
chance
that there's going to be a deal made.
I don't think there's going to be a deal made now.
During the season. Yeah. I don't either. But I also don't close the door on his Patriots career, which is something that I did do.
Yeah, I'm not saying that either.
In the offseason, heading into training camp. I didn't think he would ever play for the Patriots again. Now, once we learned about the CBA and that he had to play, or he would be a restricted free agent.
Forever.
You know,
perpetuity. Yeah. I like that word.
Now, I knew he had to come back, but I still kind of didn't think he would sign a long-term deal. I don't take that off the table now. I think there's a possibility.
But I was kind of hoping that, he'd be back, and, you know, they've talked. And come on, you know, I don't think any of that has happened. I think he's here. And like you said, I've always had a certain date in mind. He was told that, you know, for whatever reason, you need to get in there for that date. He did it. And I think he's just going about his business now. He's going to play football. I think it's great to know and hear that he has such a great relationship with his players with his teammates, because when you have that, you're not going to let them down. You're not going to go out and not play hard, you know, because you're also playing for them. So, you know, he may not be playing for the Crafts at this point or for a contract at this point, but he is playing for his teammates, so that's a good thing. So, you know, you're going to get his all out there.
Yeah, I never had any doubt on that.
You know? Well, you never know. I mean, maybe...
With him. I never had any doubt with him because of the way I've seen him work, interact with his teammates. I never had any doubt of him when he was here. Yeah. You were getting...
I don't know any of these guys. But you see him enough interact
with other players.
We
you
don't
know
either.
What they
Even though we talk to them in the locker room, we don't know them any better than you do, really.
Yeah. But see, I think it's more just observation than talking. It's not
that's
like
all it
he
is.
Gave a great quote. It's seeing how he interacts with his teammates and that dynamic.
And you heard, you know, Freddie, you said that, you know... He clearly still has an affection for his teammates and whatnot. You saw that with his teammates in the comments they had about him.
Sure.
Brady right at the top of the list.
Yep.
You know, they've had all kinds of opportunities to kind of dismiss it in the Patriots way by saying, you know, listen, we're going to war with the guys that we have in this room, and we're going to play with, you know, whoever is not here. You know, they don't have to, you know, they're not here. You know, you didn't hear anybody say, we have a sign in the locker room that says you don't have to be here if you don't want to be here.
Right.
You know, like they did when Moss was traded.
Right.
With Mankins, it was, you know, listen, Logan's a great player. He's a great friend of ours. He's doing what he thinks is best for him right now. Blah, 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 blah. So there was a difference in the way they talked about him. And clearly, there's some affection there for Mankins.
One was business, one became football.
Exactly.
Even though the guy who became football was saying it was all business. Because all Moss said is it's business. It's not football.
Right.
High school's football.
It's a good point.
But it became football, and that's when it ended.
Yeah. All right, so that's Logan Mankins. I can see Bill Belichick is at the podium right now. We won't go to him. If Kevin hears of anything groundbreaking, he'll let us know.
I doubt it.
But he was about 15, 16 minutes late, so I don't know.
Yeah, I thought he was already done. He was so late.
Yeah.
Because I was in the visitor's locker room, and then he walked through when I was in there. So I thought I had missed him. That's why I came right here when I was done. With Danny Woodhead.
I know people did ask him about Moss and the waiver wire, and he said he couldn't comment on anybody on the waiver wire.
Even though he
said he'd like to comment, though, which I found interesting.
Which I'm not sure how that works. I mean, you're not on a team.
Yeah.
Why can't you comment on a player?
I think you can. I think maybe he's just saying that. But he said he would like to.
Yeah, I wish I could.
Well, he always does.
He said,
I wish
I could, and gave a chuckle.
Oh, okay.
That's a fallback for him.
Right.
I mean, you ask him, Bill, are you going to fill that roster spot? Would you like to update?
I'd love to be cooperative
with
you, but
I could,
you know,
Andy,
the NFL rules require me not to be cooperative with you, so I can't be.
Fred, did you announce the new addition to the team?
What's that?
Did you announce the new addition to the team?
Jonathan straight out of Crompton?
Huh?
Jonathan Crompton.
Oh, the quarterback?
Yes.
Oh, I heard they worked him out. I didn't know they signed him.
Well, practice. He got a locker.
Oh, yeah?
They signed him to the practice.
He got a locker and a number 7.
Isn't it like Jordan Crampton?
No, Jonathan Crompton.
That's why you don't have your own show.
Go get my pizza.
Speaking of that, you guys had the AK-47 show yesterday?
Big,
yes.
Big.
Achieved great ratings.
A last-minute fill-in for the playbook.
According to Kevin, we're actually getting offers from Sirius and XM and all these various outlets.
Not even
stock options.
You didn't just fill in with them. You just replaced the show. You
just
gave it a new title.
Yep. Yeah, no one stepped inside the playbook. No.
Right. Well, do you know what Tuesdays on the playbook is?
Nitpick Tuesday.
Yeah.
Negative is that? We have to find 6-1 football team, best in football.
Well, Fred did it yesterday for 2 hours.
Nitpick Tuesday.
Fred couldn't put him on the top of the NFL power rank.
So did he have Nitpick Tuesday in 2007?
Oh, yeah. He's always had Nitpick Tuesday.
Yeah, that's been a thing.
He is so negative, it's not even funny.
And you're so out of touch with everything else that happens.
Doc goes.
He admitted to he had never once listened to any part of John Rook's show. Ever.
Not once.
I haven't either.
But
the difference is I get the emails.
I get all the emails, too. So Doc comes in. He goes, well, you know, John has his core listeners that line up to do Nitpick Tuesday.
The core
it's
four?
Like 5 or 6 people.
Did you see what happened to the email yesterday, Fred?
What? What happened?
Easy.
It blew up.
Well, I don't know about that either.
Is he on drugs?
It blew up.
Does he know that I get the emails and I see how many emails they got?
I get every email that comes in, Kevin.
Andy, were there not a decent amount of emails?
There's about 15. Which is good.
There were way more than that.
Well, but you didn't get any more than Rook gets.
See, I have no idea about that, but there were more than 15. Because when I refreshed, it went from 6 to 28, because I didn't know you had to refresh, and I was starting to slow down because I thought we were running out of emails.
6 to 28.
And we got 5 phone calls.
I don't know about that either.
He's 22, and I had already read
Well, you said 15. You're going to kill him for a 7?
No, I had already read at least a dozen emails. I mean, I would say 50 is the rough
there
estimate.
There was
50.
I would say on a normal day, we get between 100 and 120 emails total.
Yeah.
And I think yesterday we were around 100.
I have no idea. I just know that we had plenty in a show where I didn't expect many.
You know, I don't know why.
No, but
I don't know why you wouldn't expect any. If you're doing a show, our listeners are gonna write in. We have loyal listeners, passionate,
and
especially
they
now.
From noon to 2, I assumed they clicked off at 2.
Especially now when we're in number 1 in the NFL power rankings, according to everybody but Fred.
Well, you got to remember that.
Yeah, people are not happy with you. Some of the emails pertain
to
you. The negativity from you on PFW.
Right, but you
got
to remember.
They're calling you Kershatina.
John doesn't need to take as many emails because he's got so many guests. He's got Buster Crabb and all those other guys that
Buster Crabb
do the show.
Really,
Russell Baxter.
Really, that's worse than your Humphrey Bogart one. Kevin, when are you going to get us pizza? Where's Doc? Tell Doc to go get his
pizza no more. He's got his own show.
I got my own show. I got ratings. I don't do pizza no more.
No, I'll go get some.
Maybe you don't know. I don't shine shoes no more.
Yeah, 2 pies, please. So we got the Cleveland Browns coming up this week.
Yes, we do.
And we taped our show yesterday, kind of joked around that, you know, who are these guys? They've got some good players on defense.
Name them.
Well, they've got the kid Eric Barton that we know of. We've known him for a while.
Why do we know him? You mentioned that on the show
yesterday.
Just
because you've seen a name on a depth chart before doesn't mean he's a good player.
Can you tell me one thing about him?
I don't know. For some reason, I know that he's a pretty solid player.
He used to play for the Jets.
Yes.
That's the only reason why you know who he is.
And Mangini coached the Jets. Ray,
right,
is on that team.
Jonathan
You've seen that
Joseph.
Name before. Does that make him good?
Jonathan
is not
Joseph.
On that team.
Plays for Cincinnati.
Oh.
Next.
Okay.
Name good players.
Same state.
Good players on the Browns.
This is why we broke out the depth chart yesterday.
Go.
Joe Thomas is
defense.
A good player.
You said they have a good defense.
On defense.
Let's stick to the defense.
Their front 7 is pretty good.
Is that a name?
Yeah.
His first name is front, his last name is 7?
Who's the nose tackle?
Let me think now.
There's no way you're
going to get it. There's no way you're going to get it. I don't know it. It's a weird name.
Yeah. Well, they have
Atiya Rubin, I think.
They've got
like that.
They've got Gokong, who's we know he's
special,
good.
You know why we
team.
Know him? Because of the stupid fan guy who does the parties that we know
whoa,
the name.
Whoa, Spider.
Yeah.
It's not a shot.
He's not stupid.
No, call him
you know
stupid.
What I mean. He's an inside joke here on PFW and Progress. That's why Chris Gokong is
the name. His name is Barry Insiong.
Right.
We call him Chris Gokong.
Other than that, he's irrelevant.
They got Chris Gokong on there.
Name a good player.
Scott
Fujita,
who's been
player.
On like 5 teams in his NFL
career. But the problem is, see,
again, you're making the classic mistake.
That a 2-5 football team stinks? No, yep,
you're
that's
saying,
the classic mistake.
Oh, because they don't have Pro Bowl players, they can't be a good defense.
No, because they lose games, put up bad numbers, and stink, I think they're a bad
defense
team.
Their defense has been playing well.
The only thing that I will say that I will wait to see them in person is perhaps their defense is looking worse than it really is because they're hung out to dry by the offense.
Right.
And that's a possibility. Right. That happens a lot.
Yeah, and that's,
they might be spending too much time on the field. But when they're on the field, they haven't been all that effective.
And they've got a, you know, Cribbs, I think, is a guy that the Patriots would love to have. Any team would love to have.
Excellent
player. He can do a lot of different things.
You've hit on the one.
Hillis has shown signs of being good this year. But beyond that, I agree with you. On their offense.
I mean, Massaquoi is their number one receiver. Right. He's a young guy. I mean, he's got
their
some promise.
Two leading receivers are Watson.
Benjamin
and
Watson's their leading receiver.
Right. And that tells you something right there.
Yeah. And it might tell you more about the quarterback play than anything else, but they don't have a quarterback. They do have a decent left side of the line there with Joe Thomas and Steinbeck, and they have a good young center in Alex Mack. Matter of fact, that was a disastrous draft, I believe, and Alex Mack was the only player they got out of that draft.
I like
2 years ago, I believe.
I think.
But defensively, they're going to need some of these young. Like Joe Hayden was their first round pick. I read a lot of stuff in Cleveland last week. It was their bye week. There was a lot of sort of assessment stuff, and a lot of them were saying kind of a shaky start coming on in recent weeks. T.J. Ward is a guy who played
Pete Chung.
Yes, with Chung and Jarvis
Bird. Every other DB in that team is in the NFL right now.
Yeah, they're all playing reasonably well, although Bird seems to be taking a step back.
But Bird wasn't one of the better. They got the Walter Thurman. I believe was another one. They had at least five DBs in the same backfield who were drafted.
They did. And they might be I actually think Mangini, and I don't know, this is weird because I didn't have any real respect for Mangini's coaching ability when he left it. Even when he was here, I didn't think a whole lot of them didn't. I didn't have much respect for him as the Jets coach, even though I think he did a fairly decent job with the Jets. Probably an underrated job. I think that if you look at what Rex Ryan inherited, there were a lot of pieces in place.
Look,
Mangini or Tannenbaum?
Both.
Yeah,
I think both. I really do. I mean, I
don't know the power structure of drafting. They drafted pretty well.
Tannenbaum may have been responsible for all the player. Even if you want to say, I'll give him the GM. Mangini, I think, had pieces in place. Look, doing well. If Brett Favre doesn't fall apart in the last year that Mangini's there, Mangini may still be the Jets.
I don't know.
Or if they never get Favre, and he never wanted him.
I don't know how good Mangini is as a head coach and everything that's required to be a head coach, but I do know that he's probably a good defensive coordinator, good enough that Belichick was willing to give him that title here. So he knows a little bit about defense, and he's got these guys playing in the 3-4, and from what Belichick has said, from what I've heard, the defense is what is – you know, if you're going to get hopeful about anything in the Cleveland Browns and you're a fan, it's the defense that you're hopeful about.
I just feel like if you don't turn the ball over.
Besides Colt McCoy someday, maybe.
I just think if they had a quarterback, you'd probably say the same thing about the offense. They got some guys, they're doing a little this.
If Colt McCoy was playing like Sam Bradford, they got a good young offense.
Because I think Hillis is fine.
Expertise is defense.
No, I know, but I think it's totally about the quarterback position. I think it's irrelevant of the rest of the offense.
I just don't think the defense is playing that much better. I just think it's overshadowing a really, really bad offense. I think that what you have to do against them is just make sure you don't turn the ball over, because if you don't, you're going to score.
Right.
That's basically what's happened. You know, everybody wants to look at that New Orleans game. Well, listen, if Tom Brady goes to Cleveland on Sunday and throws four picks, the Patriots are going to lose.
Right.
Especially if two get returned for touchdowns.
The Patriots will lose if they do that.
By David Bowens. That's another name you didn't mention that you should know.
He's probably
he's
the biggest
common name. Yeah.
Okay.
Not Bart. Who did you
Eric
know?
Barton.
Eric Barton.
He's in love with Eric Barton. Matt Roth is a guy that Andy and I love, but evidently no one else in the NFL thinks he can play.
He's this huge D-end outside linebacker that I would take on my team, but he apparently stinks.
Because he just bounces around. He's on waivers
every other week. He's untendered. He's always available. We never go get him.
So, you know, the question that you and I will talk about later on All Access is...
Oh, how come you didn't do that yesterday? Oh, no, what am I talking about?
Yeah, today's
Wednesday.
Is, you know, could this be a trap game for the Patriots? And I just... Because it could be for any other team, but not with Bill Belichick, knowing Eric Mangini.
Now you talk like that, but yet you won't put them number one in your power rankings. I don't understand the contradiction.
I'm more objective than you guys. You guys are all or nothing. You either hate the Patriots or you're all on board.
Sorry I was swayed by a five-game winning streak when they beat good football teams.
I didn't have to be swayed.
I actually
knew.
that they're not the best team in football.
No, I knew that they could be a good
team.
No,
you didn't. You said the offense will be fine and you were doubtful about the defense. When
I told
you it would
be
good,
11-5, you said they were going to be 6-10. Facts are facts. They're not opinion.
No, I never said they were going to be 6-10.
Fact, not opinion.
Yeah, actually, it's opinion. It's misrepresentation.
6-10 is the record that you are most associated with.
Yeah, that's
11-5 is what I've said, and I'll probably have to readjust that now because it looks like they're going to be better than that.
No, because if they're not the best team in football, they got some losses.
Why would you readjust it if you don't think they're the best team?
That doesn't mean that they can't be 11-5.
Well, they're playing the Steelers and Colts in coming week. The Steelers, who you believe are the best team in football, so that's a loss. You have to pick the Steelers because you've assessed them the best team in football at home. You have to pick the Steelers.
I might.
Just so no, there's no might about it. No. You have to pick the Steelers.
Let's see what happens.
Take Pittsburgh.
I have a week before that happens.
No, first of all, he has to get to 5 losses, and he has kept the Steelers as the best team in football.
But you just
ruined
it. You
have to pick the Steelers.
You just ruined it. Because now the Patriots will beat Cleveland like 17-10, and then Pittsburgh will struggle with someone who'll say, well, things changed.
Nothing changed.
Things changed.
Conditions on the ground changed.
Nothing changed. You have to. Get your notebook out. Flip 2 weeks ahead.
No.
Pittsburgh Steelers,
no.
New England Patriots.
I don't
to take Pittsburgh.
Andy, you know I don't like crossouts in my book, and you know he's not going to take Pittsburgh. So why are you going through this charade?
He has to get to 5 losses.
How are you going to get to 10?
I never said 10.
Bull, you know what.
And plus,
won some of the games I had as losses.
I don't pick the games
that's facts,
based
not
on
opinion.
What I pick for their record. I pick 10-6. I'm not going to probably not going to add up to 6 predictions of them to lose.
Right.
At this point,
I'll tell you right now, okay? And I swear to God, I'll put my hand on a stack of Bibles. If they were playing Pittsburgh this week in Pittsburgh, I'd pick the Steelers.
Okay, so next week.
So give me an example.
And I might do it next week.
Give me an example.
I don't have to.
Barring
injury.
What if Roethlisberger gets hurt?
Barring injury, give me an example of what the condition on the ground would change for you not to pick them, because I know you're not going to pick Pittsburgh next week.
Barring injury.
Obviously, if Roethlisberger gets hurt, I'm probably going to pick the Patriots too.
If it wouldn't be fair to say if all of a sudden the Patriots offense clicked because you're playing against Cleveland. So,
they're a star-studded defense.
No, I think they are, but I don't think they're Baltimore. I don't think they're San Diego. I don't think that they're Pittsburgh defense.
I don't know. They got Eric Barton.
Yeah. I will probably.
Mrs. Barton doesn't think he's that good.
As of right now, I will be picking Pittsburgh.
But give me an example of something that would change that pick, other than Roethlisberger getting hurt.
Yeah, how Pittsburgh plays this week. Maybe.
Who are they playing?
I think they're playing.
They're at night. It's a primetime game.
Are they playing Houston?
Another
no.
one?
Playing the Cincinnati Bengals.
The Bengals. That's going to be
three
hard
straight
to judge.
Primetime games.
So if they, our Pittsburgh game is primetime too? Oh
yeah.
We have like 11 primetime games left, don't we?
We only have like 4 or something.
Yeah, but we have like the Jets, the Packers, and the Steelers are all primetime games,
I know.
Right?
11 primetime
it's brutal.
Games.
Oh, God. This is it. 12 years. No mas. I've had it.
Unbelievable.
I think we really got to get this radio thing worked out.
I think I'm too old.
I can't stay up late.
You should have left. You could have gotten the pizza, come
I
back,
told
and
him
done the call.
I told him, we're in the middle of talking.
He held up
something.
A sign. I'm going to go get pizza. He's still
no,
in there.
I,
no, it said, there's a call. Do you want me to go to it before pizza?
Because we can't take the call if I'm gone. That's why.
Yeah, we don't need to take the call.
We can't hang up if you're gone either.
Did he hang up?
No.
No.
Oh. Who is it?
I was going to take
the call.
All
right, hurry
up. Take the call. Hurry up.
John in Dallas is on the Ace Ticket Hotline. Hey, John, how you doing?
John, tell Fred how wrong he is about not having the Patriots number one in the power rankings.
John?
He hung up.
Go get the
pizza.
Go get the pizza. I'm wasting away. Can't you tell?
Doctor says, by my count, 36 emails were received between 2 and 4 yesterday.
That's not correct.
36.
Oh, well, 36 maybe. I don't know.
That's a lot. That's good.
36 is better than 15.
I was in defense mode. I was just going to poo-poo whatever he said.
36 is more than double Fred's estimate.
That's true. You can do math.
Oh, get the page off of these idiots.
You can't count the one guy that emailed in 6 times in a row to have the guy hang up. Brad from the Eastern Shore. All right.
I believe that
only counts as one
it
email.
It was 4, I believe.
I believe that counts as one.
First subject was, the
36.
Gun is in my mouth. I'm pulling the trigger.
Right,
end it now.
Right.
But I'll give you 36. I'll give you every one of them. Don't tell me Rook doesn't get 36 phone calls.
No, it's
show.
Good. You guys think, I think a lot of people tuned in
Can
for
you
a
get the pizza? Paul won't stop arguing.
And they tune in to hear Andy, not you.
Yeah, the A and the AK.
Oh, what's the matter? No, I'm not such a bad guy anymore. I thought I said something nice about you.
Brett,
no, you're still a douche.
Brett from Leominster brings up a good point. He says, okay, Fred, you would swear on a stack of Bibles that you picked Pittsburgh to win, but would just swear in a stack of Star Wars DVDs.
That's a very good point.
Very good point.
There's no way you're going to take the Patriots.
And of course, as soon as he steps out of the ring,
it's probably John because he got disconnected.
Well, we'll get John. If you're listening, just wait. He's going to get pizza.
You're
going to
pick the Patriots, and you're going to say, I didn't know that Mike Logan was hurt or whoever, some random player.
Mike Wallace.
I thought they had Logan, a fullback.
No, they have didn't they have a...
They did have a Logan as a fullback.
I thought he was a like a return guy.
Maybe. I'm just picking some guy in the bottom 10% of the roster.
Logan or something like that. I think he's on Detroit.
You're going to do that. You know you will. It's what you do. Fraud.
Well, we have a week before that happens.
Well, plus they could lose to Cincinnati, and that'll be enough for him. I mean, like, let's face it. Cincinnati's not terrible.
Yeah, but that might even make me, you know, because they're not going to lose two in a row.
Because the best team in football is not going to...
Well, they just lost. That would be three.
Right, that's my point. They're the best team in football. They're not going to lose three in a row, so they're going to beat the Patriots. Yeah. They're at home in primetime. He's a fraud. He's going to say Patriots no matter what.
I could see them losing to Cincinnati.
You're just trying to beat me in. I know what you're doing.
No, I'm trying to get you to come to reality where the Patriots are the best team in football right now. Play all your little mind games you want. They're on a five-game winning streak. They've beaten good teams home and away.
It happened so long ago that I forget all the different teams, but Michael Lombardi was reporting that the Dolphins, the Titans, the Redskins, and someone else reportedly, not definitively, but have strong interest in claiming Moss.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know exactly what that means. When it first started, I was like, all those teams put in a claim for Moss?
I think Mike Shanahan has enough trouble right now.
Yeah. Grossman to to Moss, there's a great deal.
We haven't even talked about that. Oh, my God.
And Culpepper.
That's craziness going on.
Now, could
there.
Moss go play right away in the UFL?
I don't know.
Wow, there's a lot of silence that just came across.
I don't know. Bad Kevin says, hey.
What do you want me to just make it? Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Sure.
Bad Kevin says, hey, Fred, Paul, Eric, and D-Bag, I have stopped listening to Playbook.
Good.
It takes at least an hour and a half before John will even read an email. If I would have known that D-Bag was hosting the show, I would have listened.
See?
I think John just likes to hear himself talk because he says the same thing over and over. The only time it is interesting is when Kevin chimes in from the booth. There is no show like this
one. I doubt
it.
Thank God he didn't hear that. That's an ego run amok. You need to do something about that already, Fred.
That's
an ego running amok.
Fred's fueling it, not reining it in.
I think we need to encourage the poor kid. I mean, you know.
He's trying to create it.
He went to Syracuse, and he's trying to make his way in the world of radio, and I think we should give him every opportunity we can.
His boss doesn't think that.
Sure he does.
Oh, I'm not so sure.
How many times do you think you'd let the phone ring before you said, no one's going to answer?
John, stop calling. Call back when he comes back to answer it.
James in Brisbane. Hey to the three amigos in Minnie Mouse.
Hey, Jackson's not here.
Eric with a K for conservative.
Jackson has a K,
too. Two things for Andy. No to Moss. And the AK-47 show was great yesterday. The email argument was very funny. Kudos to the two of you for stepping up like that.
What email?
Did you guys have an argument?
Did you guys have an argument, or are we just talking about how many emails you got?
Oh, maybe that was this week.
I may have had an argument. I had a couple arguments with him. Behind the glass one.
You managed to get in an argument with him during that one show. He managed to get in an argument.
It's the beauty of me.
James
says, we were laughing, Fred, because if it was Eric, I had to do Ask PFW yesterday, but if it was Eric's turn and that whole thing unfolded like that, I would have said, Andy and I will stay and do the next thing. It would have crushed him.
Yeah.
It would have crushed
pulled
Kevin.
Right out from underneath him.
I don't want Moss back simply because I think he's more trouble than he's worth. We used to liken him to the unbelievably hot but psychotic ex-girlfriend who was great in bed but the type of girl who would super glue your balls to your thigh while you were sleeping. Now he's moved into Australia. You don't know psycho until you've been to Australia. But anyway, he says now he's moved into the category of the girl who took you for granted, thinking you'd always be around, cheated on you and dumped you only to realize how good the last situation was.
But is she still hot?
The grass is not greener on the other side in this case, more like a sickly worn out gray. Just ask Jen Sturger for confirmation. I wouldn't be upset if he was brought back, but I just don't think he's worth the trouble. What he could bring to the offense if he returns in the FU mode of 07 sounds great in theory, but I don't see the same fire there. I've always had the theory that Moss wanted to re-sign with the Pats and finish his career here. When he realized his odds of getting a new deal were not what he wanted, he thought that another team would pay for him and would bitch and moan and make sure the Pats didn't keep him. That, however, bit him in the butt when he got traded. I don't see him making it through waivers, but if he does and comes back in Bill We Thrust, So my last question is, if one of the Patriots' future opponents for 2010 were to pick him up, who would you most and least want to face him on?
Well, you mean schematically? In terms of losing and...
Well, who would you most want him to go to?
Colts.
And who would you least want him to go to?
Rams.
Okay.
Oh, is this just Patriots?
No, the Patriots that have to play this year.
Jets. I would least like to see him go to the Jets.
What about Pittsburgh?
I mean, I'd most like to see him go for the story, but that's the chief rival is the Jets. Right? I mean, if you're afraid of him, I'm not really afraid of him. He can go anywhere.
Oh, I am.
I don't think he's an impact player anymore.
I think when he wants to be, he is. I don't know when he'll want to be. Clearly, it wasn't on Sunday.
All right. We got our pizza, and Kevin's back in the booth. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
When the boss says it.
For those that want Patriot Talk with other talk radio stations are talking other stuff, go to patriots.com and listen to PFW in Progress.
You have to do it. PFW in Progress on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
Hey, don't go yet, sir.
But the light turned green.
Well, you don't go till I say so. You play by my rules. My rules. Ball start, loss of 5 yards, still first down.
What are you talking about?
Unsportsmanlike conduct, 10 yards.
Unsportsmanlike is 15 yards.
Move the chains!
You are a crossing guard.
Personal foul, 15 yards.
And stop blowing that whistle.
Think football? Bank football. Get Patriots banking only from Bank of America. Get the Patriots logo on your checks, debit card, and your Patriots Extra Points credit card. Use Extra Points rewards to get tickets or even stand on the sidelines during pregame warm-ups. Plus, you get a bonus match on your Keep the Change savings. To get Patriots banking, go to a banking center or bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Delay of game, 5 yards, first down.
But you're not...
Keep the Change patent pending. Credit card programs are issued and administered by FIA Card Services N.A., Bank of America, N.A., member PIC, copyright 2009, Bank of America Corporation.
So, Pat, what time does our flight get in?
It says here American Airlines Flight 505 gets in at 7:05.
Perfect. Game starts at 7:30. I suppose you know our gate number, too?
Yep. It says so right here on my phone, Brian.
Yeah, you think you know everything because you have one of those smartphones.
What's wrong? Jealous because I can check AA.com, get flight info, gates and times, pretty much anything flight related?
I like to keep it simple. You know, that's how I roll. I'm old school. So I travel with one of these.
Brian, that's a cordless phone.
Right. No cord.
From your home.
That's right.
How's that working out for you?
To be honest, the range is somewhat limited. But only when I travel.
Find all the flight info you need for the big game or the big meeting at aa.com/mobile. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Hey, Brian, it's Dad. I heard you won Patriot season tickets for life. Maybe we could grab a game together.
Who's this again?
It's Dad.
What kind of joke is this? You're not my dad.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm your dad.
Yeah, third one today. Okay. Dad, tell me, when's my birthday?
Oh, come on, Bri. You won Patriot season tickets for life. You want to talk about your birthday?
I'm hanging up.
Don't hang up on your father.
Oh, yeah. They'll be coming out of the woodwork once they find out you won season tickets for life on a New England Patriots instant game. You could also win $1 million instantly, plus a boatload of other great prizes.
I could do one of those quick adoptions. We could go to the game together and talk about the old days.
We don't have old days.
Good point.
Bye, Daddy.
Pick up the new Patriots instant game from the Mass State Lottery, masslottery.com.
Paul Perillo prides himself on being the old-timer of the PFW crew.
Going back to the 40s of Paul.
Well, let's face it, it's actually Andy who makes fun of Paul for being an old-timer. But just because he was born in the 40s or something, it doesn't exactly mean Paul has all the answers. In fact, it seems like just about everything Paul's come up with, he didn't come up with.
I was going to say he'd rate it the way he should be, too. I was going to say, I read something. This is what I was going to say, just on this topic.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
That's the way I was going to say. That's probably a mission.
mission statement right there.
Oh. I was going to say, you know why it is.
What's the matter, Paul?
No, I was going to say it was before 85. So I was going to say that, but I don't even know.
Jeez, Paul, what do you know? We're not sure if you ever had an original thought, and even that your catchphrases might be stolen. Right, Eddie Mac?
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
All right, back here at PFW in Progress. Kevin's back. Pizza's here.
Are we going to go live to the Taylor Twellman career announcement press conference?
No. But things are good because we're eating. You know, we get very cranky when we don't get our fuel.
Do you have pizza stuffed in your cheek?
Maybe. Why? What's the problem
no,
with
I mean
that?
Inside. Like your
no.
cheek is put. No.
No.
Okay.
We'll
just move on then.
508-543-7482 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. John from Dallas is back on the line. Hey, John.
Guys, how you doing today?
Good.
So you asked me a question before I dropped off.
Yeah, just so you know, we've always wanted to mute you. We didn't know it was actually possible, but that's good to know now.
John,
no,
starting to ask you is to slap Fred into shape here and say that the Patriots should be number one right now in the NFL power rankings.
I think they should.
Fred does not.
If we have nothing else, I mean, what do you have to base it on but pure record?
Exactly.
It's my sophisticated win-based formula.
But we know that these power rankings aren't based purely on record, right?
No.
Okay. So
it's about good teams beating other good
Andy,
teams?
Andy, honestly, Andy, as you wear your Pittsburgh colors in front of me.
This is orange, I think.
Not
yellow.
It's rust, whatever.
It's a mustard color.
It's Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh is yellow gold or whatever. It's not must.
Whose defense right now do you think is better, the Steelers or the Patriots?
Steelers, obviously.
Okay. And why do you think right now the Patriots' offense is better than the Steelers?
Defense or offense?
Offense.
Because they play
because
against each
more.
Other.
No. Who's got the better offense right now, the Steelers?
Right now,
or
I think they're comparable.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. But the Steelers have the better defense?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Who's the better team?
Well, that's a good question.
The Patriots.
You know. I don't know. The Steelers have been doing pretty well.
They lost.
They lost the game in
How many losses
in New Orleans,
do they have?
Two.
Okay.
Just as a, you know.
As a point of reference. Patriots yeah. have one Look, loss. It was to the team that everybody else thought was one of the best teams in football up until
fine,
last week.
That's fine,
They played one bad half against the best defense in football.
I'm
one
just
of them.
Giving. I'm just giving the Steelers some credit here.
Yeah, and I'm just giving the Patriots credit.
You know,
I thought this was Patriots.com. I thought that's what we did here.
All right.
I didn't know it was everything but Patriots.com.
We can be stupid, or we can actually have a discussion about this.
But wait, this is what you do to us when we go the other way, I'm just giving you a taste of your own medicine.
But here, I think the Steelers proved, you know, you talk about team, who's the better team, and that's a good point. But I think the Steelers proved a lot about what type of team they are when Roethlisberger wasn't
Certainly.
There. You know?
Certainly.
So I'm not discounting that about them either.
Okay. Who has the better quarterback and the better coach?
I think the Patriots have hands down.
I think when you're comparing similar teams, that's a significant advantage if you check both
Absolutely.
Of those off.
Absolutely. And that's why over the years I have always given the Patriots the credit of doubt. You guys have made fun of me.
And now you're not.
And now
reason.
All of a sudden you're not making fun of me.
No. I'm still making fun
bandwagon.
Of you, but for the opposite
hey, listen,
reason.
I've always said, come on. I'm not going to push you off. Whenever you want to come on the bandwagon.
You're not on the bandwagon right now. You're not allowed to welcome people
because,
on. You're off it.
Because at this point in time, I think that a team may be better than the Patriots doesn't mean I'm not on the bandwagon.
You're not on the bandwagon. The bandwagon is saying the team is the best
so
in
before
football.
We get to John, are you saying that they're
what is
number two?
Opinion
yes.
On?
Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead, John.
Fred, what do you base that opinion on?
I just told you. I think the Steelers' defense is better. I think their offense is as good, like Andy said, if not better. And I think as a team they're playing just as well, which they've proven by winning games without their top quarterback. I think they're pretty and the games in Pittsburgh. But as far as power rankings go, I think right now they get the nose. I think they get a little bit of an edge, you know, on the Patriots. That's all I'm saying. But power rankings aren't.
But power rankings is separate than who you're picking in the game as well. The
right.
in Pittsburgh, this isn't about a head-to-head matchup.
Right. And I might even say I'm right now. I would pick Pittsburgh to win that game in Pittsburgh.
After that whole thing, I think we're just busting your chops. For
oh,
that.
We are.
I don't have any problem with
that. I just thought if we had the chance to give the benefit of the doubt, we would give it to the Patriots.
Yeah, and that's what I've done.
Me too.
Because I think everything Fred just said makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I don't think the Patriots won
just on record.
Offense is as good as the Patriots' offense, or even.
I don't think so.
I
don't think either offense
Hendon
is very
Hall
good.
And Wallace don't strike fear in me. I'm sorry.
And the Patriots don't have anybody that strikes fear in you.
They don't.
Yeah, but they score points.
When?
Sorry.
Not since Moss left.
They're still first in the league.
Yeah, because they were averaging 33 with Moss.
Well, it's been, what, three games? The average could have dropped significantly. But
and it has.
It has.
It's a touchdown less a game they've averaged without Moss.
And for the record, Mendenhall
is a pretty
good player.
Until that number dips below 20, then I'll be concerned because their defense is...
Well, it's not going to dip below 20 because they have that ridiculous head start to fall back on.
Yeah, and the Pittsburgh offense, take the quarterbacks out of the equation, and I'm going to get made fun of here, but Mendenhall is the next best player on these two teams.
This is going to turn into...
I also think the quarterbacks are very
this
close.
Is going to turn
no, but I'm saying remove quarterbacks. The next best offensive player in either Pittsburgh or New England is Rashard Mendenhall in terms of production, consistency, proven ability.
Sure.
Welker's not what he was. You know, he might have gotten the nod a year ago,
Patriots
whatever.
Patriots get a pretty good edge on the offensive line, I would say, too.
Sure. Yeah. And I think they have a bunch of decent receivers. I think the depth of the receivers may be better than Pittsburgh's when you add in
neither
Hernandez, Gronkowski. There's not a lot of playmakers on either offense right now.
You know, this is going to turn into the classic argument. If you say something good about Pittsburgh, it means you're saying something bad about...
And
it's not like
and
that.
Not. And I'm telling you, I have the Patriots right now number one in my power rankings. But, you know, whatever. You know what
Best
I'm saying?
The best part is none of us have power rankings.
But you know what I mean. The power rankings. I don't have any problem with that. But
what do you have 17th, Paul? I'm just wondering.
my power rankings go
but
too
Fred's
deep.
Argument, what Fred's argument that he made for Pittsburgh, I happen to agree with. I think there was a lot of times that, you know, they lost a game on the last play of the game to Baltimore, and they lost at New Orleans in a game that if Heath Miller doesn't fumble that ball, very well might have gone the other way. So they have two reasonably good losses. Now, how they react from here, who knows? They haven't. John's right. Their offense hasn't been overly productive.
But none of the facts are at issue here. The issue is that Fred is arguing for the Steelers, making the argument.
Yeah, I also think
usually
the Steelers...
Usually it's Paul and Andy that are making the argument for the Pittsburgh side.
I also think the Steelers' pass defense is ridiculously overrated. If they don't get to the quarterback, they're in trouble.
Well, you guys still there?
Yeah, are you?
Yeah, sorry we hijacked your call.
We talk about Cleveland. We can date to the Steelers in a couple of weeks.
Sure, let's get to Cleveland and that high-powered defense.
Their defense is actually allowing less points than the Pats defense right now.
Yeah. Okay. The Pats have, I think, five teams in the league that they've allowed fewer points than? Something like that?
Yeah.
So that's not saying a whole lot.
Their defense isn't all that great, but, a lot's been talked about as this being a trap game. First of all, I don't even believe in trap games. I think in order for a game to be a trap game, I think you'd have to assume that the coach and the players don't prepare fully for it or take it too lightly.
Right.
I don't think Belichick...
They think ahead. They're thinking ahead.
Well,
I don't think Belichick would let his team do that. I don't think there's such thing as a trap game, not for this team.
But he doesn't have the ultimate control. I mean, he can do everything he can, but at some point the players step on the field and they are the ones making the plays. They are the ones with the energy, the effort, everything.
So you think we might take this as a trap game?
No, I'm going to have to argue it later on television.
I just think that the message has been so clear, and the younger guys are seeing the results of the message.
Exactly.
So you know
they might start feeling themselves though.
No,
I mean
that's not possible in any
way. If you're
asking me, all these young players?
No.
As long as it's on the TV, I'm okay.
Do I think they're going to suffer from a trap game this week? Probably not. But do I think it can happen? Yes. And I think it has happened.
Well, anything can happen.
Well, then don't say because Belichick won't let it happen. That's the only part I would sort of disagree with. Belichick, I know, is going to prepare just like he prepares every game.
And he has no control once they're on the field.
Do the players adhere to it? I think that they kind of fell into a trap game this year against Buffalo. They won the game, but they played a very sloppy, unfocused football game and got themselves in a high-powered shootout with a vastly inferior team. I think it can happen.
No, but I think the defense has come leaps and bounds since then. Right? That was still very early on in the season.
Okay, but they're giving up just as many yards. All it takes.
Yards, as long as they're not giving up the points.
It's such a fine line to walk.
I don't know why we even talk about this stuff. Why don't we just stop the season? And,
why?
You know, I mean, they're so close. Like what Belichick
Pete
was.
Shepard just joined them.
What Belichick was talking about on Monday, I think was so right. I mean, they're so close to a dramatically different outcome of these games with a play or two. Andy's point about a trap game. Maybe you don't stop Adrian Peterson on fourth and goal if you're kind of feeling good about yourselves, and maybe you spent, I don't know, three less minutes worrying about the other team during the course of the week than you did the previous
and
week.
You can never prove it either way.
No, you can't. It's
the result
one of those,
does not mean that they overlooked it. If they lose to the Browns, it doesn't mean they overlooked them.
Right. They may have put just as much effort into it. It's
and if they beat them, it doesn't mean they didn't overlook them.
It's one of those intangibles that you can't really focus on.
Right.
But I agree. The defense is making plays right now. But I also look at some of the, you know, the nature of some of those plays and how close they could have come. I mean, if Percy Harvin doesn't drop the ball, Devin McCourty can't take it away from him. Devin McCourty made a fantastic play, but it can't happen if Percy Harvin doesn't lose control of the ball.
And it doesn't shut up,
yeah,
set up a short field.
Yeah,
you
can say that any given
right.
week.
That,
no,
well,
no,
you can say anything about anything.
You can't say that on
if
every
we're not going to analyze
week.
The facts, then there, Paul's right. We shouldn't discuss it. If you're just going to say anything can happen, then okay, PFW progress is over. We'll go home now.
No, but, so let me ask you guys a question. Would you feel better if we were blowing teams out by 40 points every game?
Of course I would.
Right? But I mean, look what that gave us in 2007.
I don't want to go back to that.
Perfect season. You'd hate to win 18 straight again.
Yeah, but we lost.
Okay with that.
Wow.
Kevin Collins feeling himself.
Oh, John of Dallas is going to be pissed.
Well, Kevin's high on his ratings right now.
He is. He knows that kind of a call doesn't get ratings.
I mean, I know John wasn't being super literal
To be fair, we gave him like 5 minutes, too.
Well, not really, because Paul took four of it.
To be fair to we all did. To be fair to John, we hijacked his call. But
our show.
I don't think John was being super literal, but, I mean, we honestly saying we don't want seasons like 2007.
Right.
Like, because you know what, Freddie? Sign me up, okay? I have won 18 games in a row, and I have a 4-point lead with a minute and a half left in the Super Bowl. Sign me up right now. I'll take my chances every year if you want to give me that scenario.
Right.
I'll take my shot.
Yep.
Sure. As opposed to, you know, rolling the dice, living and dying on every play, whether or not I'm going to be able to win this week.
Even if it's one of those disgusting seasons where you outscore everybody by like 25 points a game, those nauseating,
sign
not fun seasons. What is wrong with people, Fred? You're a man of the people. These are your people.
Alex from Georgia says, hey, guys, and Paul, just listened to the AK-47 show, and it was awesome. I'm just glad Tubby wasn't on there. It was a really good show and had a great flow the entire time. More AK-47 and less Rook. So,
Fred was busy.
John Rook must just sit in his basement and just like, those
you know what,
ass.
But you know what's funny? The only professional radio guy out of all of us.
The creator of Nitpick Tuesday.
Paul's favorite emailer, Bill Berry, writes in, Fred and guys, Eric's not there, I'm behind in listening to podcasts. Patriots Monday, Vince Wilfork was talking about the non-football stuff that media will ask him and included Moss wants to play for the Patriots. What? Now that could have been based on Moss's post-game comments or something, but follow-up might be good. I don't know.
Brushing
as
up
usually
on
with Bill Berry's emails, I need to send them to the decipherer.
Now, was there punctuation there or no?
No,
or
no. Like... I don't know. Jim in Detroit, as a Patriots fan, I am about to ask the obligatory question of every free agent with a well-known name that hits the market. Should the Patriots show any interest in Sean Merriman? My personal stance is no. However, I see a veteran who could help raise the young linebackers on our defense. Is there a chance the Patriots roll the dice with Merriman?
Wait, you think he's a solid veteran influence type player? I mean, I don't know that he is or isn't, but that's certainly not the vibe I get from him.
He's really not even that much of a veteran.
Well, you know, like people talk about Moss, now he realizes what he didn't have and he'll be different, you know, in 2 weeks. But maybe that's the same with Merriman. Maybe Merriman realizes what he almost lost out on and
maybe,
you know,
he's never been the same since the knee injury.
That could be too. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think this has anything to do with that kind of stuff. It's the player.
Yeah.
I mean,
or
a
combination of the knee injury and maybe the steroids. Maybe he never got back on the juice, then the knee injury zapped his strength, and because he didn't supplement himself quite the same, maybe it's a combination of those two
factors.
Yeah,
he hasn't been the player that he was early in his career.
That's the issue. And I don't see him as veteran guy.
5 year, 6 year guy. I mean, he's been around a little bit. I mean,
5 year guy because he got railroaded into the restricted free agency, right?
Yeah.
Lyndon from California writes, and Michael Lombardi just reported that the Rams, Redskins, Dolphins, and Titans are the most serious about signing Moss. It would be interesting to see him end up on the Rams to see what Sam Bradford could do with the number one receiver.
No, it wouldn't.
I'd hate to see him end up with the Dolphins, as I feel that a lineup with Moss, Brandon Marshall, and Devon Best would give the Dolphins one of the best receiving core in the league. In regards to the Browns game, I think the Pats will focus on shutting down Peyton Hillis and dare the Browns to throw, much like they did against the Vikes. The Browns haven't announced who will start at QB yet, but Dalome and Wallace will not practice today. Out of their three quarterbacks, who would you rather face, Colt McCoy, Jake Dalome, turnover machine, or Seneca Wallace? I think Wallace gives them the best chance to win.
I agree.
You did the last time we faced him.
I agree. I would most like to see Jake Dalome from the Patriots' perspective, because I think that his days are...
Eric's here. Hey, Eric.
We got to let Eric deliver the breaking news here.
Oh, what's the breaking news?
And who was present in practice?
Fred Taylor.
No, he wasn't.
Oh.
Logan Mankins.
Logan Mankins was, though.
Oh.
I assume the way he was at the podium.
Didn't we just have a press conference?
I know. I don't know what he was going at there. I think he's still a little giddy about his performance yesterday.
Big ratings.
Big, huge.
Well,
big.
Everyone's tweeting it. So
right. Oh, well, you know.
Everyone's tweeting?
Pro Football Talk put it on there.
I thought you said they were tweeting about AK-47.
No. Tweeting about Mankins.
AK-47 is trending on Twitter.
Yes, it is trending. So outside today, some curious...
Salad?
Missing players here, because Bill said at his presser, did you guys air that?
No, we didn't air it.
It's what we have you for.
It was very late, huh?
It was very late, yeah. So we were a little bit of a rush today. But he was asked about the final spot, because there were seven going into today, and he said, yeah, we added Crompton, the quarterback, and Washington, the defensive end from Alabama, which means we have somebody we have to get rid of, and that player's not here right now, is what Bill said. So we'll let him know. So we get out there.
Wait a minute. Why wouldn't he be here if he didn't know he wasn't?
Well, that's a good question. So we get out there, and there is, in fact, from the list of practice squad players, a player missing, number 53, Tyrone McKenzie. But there's also a player missing who's not listed on the practice squad. Number 10, Darnell Nuke Jenkins, who just signed, reportedly, an increase to his contract. Yet there are still eight members of the practice squad. So, I talked to PR as we were leaving today, and they said we should know very shortly how that's going to sort itself out.
Wait a minute.
I'm thoroughly confused.
Why would McKenzie not?
Of no fault of yours.
If he thought he was still on the practice squad, wouldn't he be here for practice?
Again, that's where the confusion comes in.
I am. I don't know what's going on.
The others missing, the usual Fred Taylor, Jared Page, and you can add Aaron Hernandez to that list today.
Ah. Aaron Hernandez.
Shells again for a Wednesday, good. Fred. That's three in a row now.
Shell game.
Is it three or four?
Don't care.
One of those.
That might be my biggest concern moving forward, is this team getting worn down moving forward.
Especially the young players.
Yeah.
Like I said yesterday.
Not the same way that you did.
On the AK-47 show?
No, that was on PFW and Progress.
Oh, okay.
That was before the AK-47.
The young players are only going to get worn down on offense, not on defense. Right.
No, that's not what I argued.
because you couldn't argue it yesterday.
No, exact opposite. I argued they were going to get worn down on defense.
You already talked about the defense that was going to be better, and then when it suit your argument yesterday.
No, you think you're going to get that all year?
Yeah,
you've gone to the Fred Kirsch school now, where you just don't listen.
Fred?
You have two ears and one mouth, but you use the mouth far more often than your two ears.
Can I get a ruling?
I'm not listening.
You people are unbelievable. I like the AK-47 show better.
I'm not the one that changes my argument.
I didn't change one argument. You just don't listen.
What else you got, Eric?
Oh, I listened.
You clearly did.
Black shirts. Andy, do you want to take a guess at the first two?
Tony Carter.
Yes, Tony Carter.
And Bubba 2.0.
Bubba 2.0.
And?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, there are two more.
Are you trying to tell me that
Tyrone McKenzie?
These are guesses?
Well, because he...
No, I know. He was in a locker room. These aren't guesses.
Now, these are.
No, we were challenging to see whether or not his memory would still serve him after an hour.
Okay. Who are people down on?
Sean Crable.
No.
Why are we down? What?
I've been down on Sean Crable for 3 years.
I'm really
disappointed. Kyle Love.
No. Ron Brace. No. Think practice squad.
Why does it have to be Tyrone McKenzie? Down on?
No, he wasn't there.
He could have got a black jersey. How do you know?
Interesting.
Good point by Andy. There may be one
addition.
Stupid point.
All right. The two offensive linemen, Maneri and Thomas Austin.
I've never heard of Thomas Austin.
Sounds like one of those novels.
Yes.
Thomas Austin novel.
Thomas Austin.
A Harlequin.
Right.
Romance.
Right.
John Rooks.
Thomas
kid.
Austin. Austin Thomas.
He was in the house.
Name the ex-Patriots player who was known for reading Harlequin romance novels.
Larry Eisenhower?
Chad Eaton.
No.
Oh. Is it Chad Eaton?
No.
I thought it was Chad Eaton. Ted Johnson.
Ted Johnson is correct.
Really?
Very good point.
Harlequin?
Yeah.
That's the word?
Yeah,
how was he known for that? I mean, how did that get out?
Well,
I remember it.
He just said it, you know.
I could always eat your salad.
He was actually dating the daughter of one of those writers. So
he was like stalking?
Like really close to getting married, as a matter of fact.
But didn't.
No, did not.
So it didn't have a storybook ending then?
No. Did she have like big boobs that were hanging out of this old-fashioned pushed-up dress like they always have on the cover of those?
The corset.
Things? Yeah.
The Victorian dresses.
And he had his hair blowing in the wind as he shirtlessly held her in his arms. Right. With a torn bicep.
Paul is appalled by this conversation.
He always is appalled by everything.
I'm not appalled by it. I'm just saddened by it. There's a difference.
Having memories of when he almost sat on you.
Having memories when he had a career.
Now, if he was all the above and went to Northeastern, Paul would
perk
up.
He'd love it.
Yeah.
Who?
Anyone. Reggie Lewis.
Anyone.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Marquise in D.C. says, hey, fellas, so when I talked to Andy on the AK-47 show yesterday, great show, by the way, he said that if Randy were to opt not to show up to the team that claims him, he would go on the reserve list and effectively end his career. However, someone in the NFL Network, can't think of his name, said that because Randy is a vested veteran, he could effectively decline a waiver claim and pick the place of his choice. Any new information, can you confirm or deny? Get strippers on it. Let's get him back to the Pats.
As far as I know, that's 100% wrong.
This sounds like
What's the sense of having a guy go on waivers if you can pick where he wants to go?
This is a question for the league office that we need to get, you know, send them an email.
I don't think there's any truth to it.
I have been under the impression that you don't have that ability as a player. You don't have to report, but you...
It's what the reserve did not report list.
Yeah, you're not free to go anywhere you want.
Let's see. Sean says, since we are all so business-minded, I think it would be good business to keep playing Connolly since he is our guard of the future and sit Mankins down at the farthest end of the bench.
How old's Connolly?
Hold on.
No, I know the answer.
They're the same age,
He's a fifth-year veteran. What's Logan Mankins?
Sixth year.
Thank you. They're the same guy. He's not the guard of the future.
Well, his point, I would think, is, and I don't want to speak for him,
he's
is
not
that
the guard of the
Mankins
future.
Isn't going to re-sign.
But he's a journeyman.
Listen. I wouldn't do that because...
How long's the average NFL career?
3 years.
Thank you.
I don't even know what he's arguing anymore.
Who's he arguing with?
Your guard of the future is 2 years past his average career length.
He's like that crazy guy that sits in the back of the barber shop and just blurts things out.
My point is that I think the email is trying to say is Mankins is going to resign.
Is Brian Hoyer the quarterback of the future? Should we stop playing Brady because the quarterback
Seriously,
of the future?
Seriously,
I don't understand any reasoning behind not playing Logan Mankins.
I don't either because I think
he's
better than Connolly.
In the best football team, you put your best players on the field and you win games.
Right, but
Thank
I'm just
you.
Trying to tell you what the emailer is suggesting.
Are the running backs jumping up and down because Dan Connolly's still in the lineup?
The
no, they're jumping
coaches.
Up and down.
Let's see. John writes in. He says, have you guys checked out Randy Moss's website?
Your Twitter?
He has a poll asking fans where they think he should go. He gives three options, St. Louis, Seattle, or Miami. It's a weird three choices he gives because St. Louis is 13, Seattle is 16, and Miami is 18 on the waiver order list. What about
and we know he wants to play for New England, so.
What about the first 12 teams? There are quite a bit that could use him, Buffalo, Carolina, Denver, Arizona, etc.
Buffalo, Carolina, maybe Denver, Arizona, none of those teams could use him. I mean, what are you going to, if you're Arizona, first of all, you have very good wide receivers, you just don't have anybody to get the ball to them.
I'm not sure they're very good, but the problems in Denver have nothing to do with the receivers. They have three guys that are going to have 1,000 yards receiving.
I don't know about Denver. I mean,
all three guys are having great years, the best years of their career by far.
Carolina, I mean, they don't want Randy Moss.
But
Buffalo
I think the overall thing
Moss.
Is just odd that he picked those three.
Well, he picked the teams that were reported yesterday to be interested.
This just in, he's odd.
Plus,
he might not have anything to do with it.
I'm sure he doesn't.
Right, 508-543-7482. Is the Ace Ticket Hotline, and Derek from the University of Arizona is calling. Hey, Derek, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
He was a former caller on the AK-47 show. Good to have you aboard here on PFW in Progress.
Thank you. I actually batted a home run, in your words.
You
I guess
did.
I should take that as a huge compliment.
You did a fine job. And you got a lot to live up to in this call. Yeah. Make it quick.
It's not going well so far.
Well, I wanted to say, you know, I thought the show yesterday was great. And Kevin did a really good job.
Yeah.
I got to give him a little pick-me-up.
No, he doesn't need it. His head, he's on cloud nine. He's got the biggest head on the planet.
We should have named him Ellis Hobbs then.
He is. He's very Ellis Hobbs-like. He was within 10 yards of a pass breakup, and he's danced for 24 hours since.
I hope you guys mark-taped the entire section of the show yesterday. This is PFW, not AK. About the whole I like breasts section of the show. That whole
I'm actually
whole
going after that right
be.
Now.
Thank you. I really want to hear that again. That was fantastic.
Is that Eric?
Andy, you know, I loved you on the AK-47 show. Although, when I wrote my email yesterday, you told me to sack up when talking about Randy Moss. And I said, I don't really care. Whoever BB picks, it's cool with me.
Yeah.
I guess if I had to choose, I guess I would have no problem if he came back.
Would you or wouldn't you? You're the GM. You have to make the decision. Would you take him or not take him?
Well, I mean, like, what, do I claim in for him? Is that what you're asking?
If you were Bill,
no, he
what would you
waivers.
Do?
He clears waivers. Do you want him on your team or not? Not whatever Bill says is right.
You're the coach. Money's not you're a in factor. Charge. What do you do?
Would you want him back on your team?
Yeah, I guess I would.
Okay, that's all we want to know.
I don't know. I mean, I guess he's on thin ice. If you pick him up and you cut him again, I don't see what the big deal is about that.
That's because you're a very smart man.
I don't want him.
I don't know.
Under any circumstances.
I don't know. I mean, I think there's kind of, I mean, obviously that we can win without him. But at the same time, you know, it's not like we've been, keeping up with the point total, you know, really.
Right.
I mean, we've lost some production on the offense. I think that's pretty much for sure. I think while he showed he can help Percy Harvin in Minnesota, I think we might have shown maybe he's hurting Wes Welker like we were kind of worried about here.
Eight
so
yards a catch.
The offense can, continue to evolve. But, I don't know. I guess if I had to pick one, I guess I want him back.
I agree with you. You're a very smart man. Thanks for the call, Derek.
All right. Derek, hit the books.
That's the kind of stuff they talk about on the AK-47 show.
Strippers writes in.
Football. Yeah, we talk about football. We like it.
Oh, is that what that was about?
We don't talk about beating up old women in line at the fair.
Is that what that was about?
Strippers.
I can hear that through the glass.
Strippers has a story. Tom Curran has a story that Strippers is telling us about. The headline is, Mankins' power play was an epic failure. Foxborough, in the end, Logan Mankins just didn't have the stomach for it. 8 wasted weeks, 7 missed games, his proclamations of never playing another game in New England, just words. The posturing
he had
of
no
his
choice.
Agent, Frank Bauer, now an embarrassing failure.
Yeah, I'm going to withhold my judgment on this until it unfolds completely. I want to see what he ends up doing next year.
Which, by the way, is exactly what Logan said.
I may regret it.
It's too early to make that.
I told you Tom Curran went after him and was trying to write something bombastic.
I
saw his tone. Yeah. He went like this. He put his hand, he wanted to fight Logan Mankins. It was borderline unprofessional, I thought.
Borderline?
Went after him.
Well, he was looking for Mankins to say, yeah, it wasn't worth it.
Yeah, he was looking to pick
He's
a fight.
He's not going
to
say that.
And he said, not now or something like that, or not right now?
Yeah, on the follow-up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And listen, if he goes and signs, if he signs with the Patriots next year, I would, unless it's, like, knock it out of the park deal, which I think we can all agree he won't get from the Patriots. I think you could say that he lost. But if he signed somewhere else for the money that he was supposedly looking for, why did he lose?
Right.
What did he lose?
Exactly.
Bill from Ware, New Hampshire. Do you think Tully Bantakane has been unproductive, or is he doing things out there to help that we just don't see, like setting the edge?
I think he's been unproductive.
Yeah, and we don't see him out there, so... It's not like he's out there enough to do stuff that we...
Who?
I told you, you have one mouth and two ears. Why don't
use
your ears a little more and
listen?
Tully Bantakane.
Chris Slade.
What do you think we're talking about?
Hasn't played a whole lot.
He's a situational guy. Since we got him in the situation we wanted, he's
strange.
Been irrelevant.
You know, what...
Gave him a lot of money.
Is it really strange? Or were we all a little dubious that he was a 10-sack guy?
Here's the question.
Oh, were we all a little dubious that he was an every-down player? We said it all year. I like Tully Bantakane as a situational guy. I'm just not sure he can play every down.
The question is...
But so now that's what Bill's doing.
But even now, he's not playing every down, and he's not making any
situational plays.
Is he playing,
he's making a lot of money not doing it.
The question is he playing at the same level he did last year, but Ninkovich and Cunningham just beat him out and playing even better?
No.
Or has he regressed?
No, because Ninkovich and Cunningham would have gotten...
Which one of those guys is on pace for a 10-sack season?
Yeah.
He had 10 sacks last year, they came as.
He's not making many plays.
Five against the Bills. You already played the Bills once, didn't get any, right?
I don't know.
Louis from Tampa, what's up, guys? It's getting colder in New England. When do you start carrying a shovel in your cars?
That's true.
Usually about the end of November, I
put it in. I got to put the snow broom in and the stuff to clean off the truck.
Call me crazy, but I have a feeling the Browns could upset the Pats in this crazy year.
Fred's with you.
Here's a take.
Fred's got a two-game losing streak on the horizon.
Here's a
true.
Take.
What about the Colts?
Here's a take your pick game.
What would you rather
have? A Patriots jersey signed by Tom Brady or an orange Broncos jersey signed by John Elway?
That's for you, Fred.
Yeah.
I'd take the Elway jersey.
I'd take the Elway jersey. It's orange.
I like Elway.
I'd take the Elway, too, I think.
Wow. Plus, unanimous.
Tom Brady, the way he signs his name, I don't like it.
You don't like the way Will does it?
It's Will McDonough.
Well, but it's different because we actually know Brady a little bit more, so it's kind of weird to have an autograph thing of somebody you really know.
I don't know him.
I think Eric's right. That's a good point.
You know, no, and Elway's sort of like
he's
still
not as great in your mind because I'm not saying you know him as a person, but you see him every day. He's just Tom Brady.
Yeah, it's like when I was in the visitor's locker room doing the thing just now for the TV show, and he walked through.
I thought you were going to just say, it's like I interviewed Danny Woodhead, and he's just Danny Woodhead to me. He's not the playmaker. You all think
Tom walked
through. We call them playmakers.
And he gave, like.
Why are all these people going through when you
were
doing your interview?
There's a little passageway that goes from that players area that goes on the side of the visitor's locker room. I didn't know it existed either.
What, from the cafeteria area to the visitor's locker room?
Yeah. Kayla Twelman really got old.
You need cameras
and Tom,
on this podcast.
I was sitting down. Moose was trying to get the shot set up. Woodhead wasn't there yet. And Tom comes walking through, and he kind of stops and does a double take. And I go, hey, congrats on that Giants win. You know, like having an autograph from this guy that
I
feel comfortable enough to kind of bust balls with.
It's like somebody that works in the office.
Doesn't mean he's not great.
Right. Great.
Of course he is. Yes.
Although that said,
yes.
If I offered you.
Damn it.
An autographed Andre Tippett jersey or an autographed Lawrence Taylor jersey, which would you take?
Tippett.
LT. Only
I would take Tippett, too, because
LT's
I feel
a felon.
Like he's my guy.
It's different, though, because it's different with Tippett because...
That's a matter of respect.
We
don't respect Brady?
No,
we don't respect Lawrence Taylor.
No. Here's the difference in my mind.
If it was Dick Butkus,
we've always
I might say Dick Butkus.
We've always known Brady.
Just the tip or the whole Dick Butkus?
We didn't always know Tippett.
See, now...
playing the role of Paul in today's show is Eric. He's mad. He wants to talk football, and we're making Dick Butkus jokes.
This is the guy who... Not 3 minutes ago, said, what, talk football? Not like you, beating up ladies at fairs.
It's true. Oh, they're starting it, Fred. 30 caps, U.S. national team.
Okay, what was more crushing? Patriots' defeat in Super Bowl 20 against the Bears or the Broncos losing 55-10 to the Niners in Super Bowl 24? I'd say the Bears won, actually, for me.
Oh, were you rooting for the Patriots at the time? I don't know where your allegiances were at that point.
No, big time. I was like...
I thought we were Jets fans.
A Jets fan.
Again,
was a killer.
I'll go back to...
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was really upset with Will McDonough. Not...
The late Will McDonough.
Every week he was picking against the Patriots, and they kept winning, and I was just... I just wanted him to win so bad in that game.
And what was your age at that point?
What year was that, Paul?
85.
It
85.
Was January of 86, but
yeah,
it was 85.
So I was,
I was 17.
I'm not trying to, I'm literally asking.
A junior in college.
Okay,
or
I just was trying to get
college.
A reference as to where you were.
Right. No, I remember we were in an apartment in Alston, and we had all the guys there, and we were all, we had all our Super Bowl stuff, and we were ready to go, and they get the field goal, and it's, oh, great, you know, and then it just went downhill.
And they never had a chance.
Right, that was it. Okay, what I really want to know is if Fred is off the Broncos. I think we can be seen.
Yes, Josh McDaniels is their coach now.
I think we could be
and he
seen
hugs
reflexive
people.
In his cubicle in front of a McDaniels picture. Now, see, that even
he doesn't
Paul,
have a cube.
I'm way off of that.
He has an office.
Yeah. You know, Shanahan kind of ruined the Broncos for me. He did.
Why?
He didn't handle the team well after Elway left. And, you know, after Elway left, I just really fell off of him.
So you were an Elway fan more than a
Broncos
fan.
Well, before Elway, I was a Randy Gratishar fan and a Carl Mecklenburg fan, you know.
So how were you rooting for the Patriots?
Who was I talking about recently?
Borges.
Borges, yeah.
He sucks.
Randy Gratishar, one of the all-time great pile jumpers.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Well, you got to remember, he was covering the Raiders back then.
Tom Jackson, he said, was 1,000 times better player.
Oh, he might have been. Yeah, Tom Jackson was great.
So when was that? I still don't understand how you were rooting for the Broncos and the Patriots simultaneously. They were like rivals.
But you got to remember, you didn't always get to watch the Patriots back then.
No, I know.
They weren't always on TV. You know, you had just as much chance watching.
But he's
the
saying,
Broncos.
How do you switch allegiances yeah. so quickly and
I
so?
Oh, I was never extremely. Not a Patriots fan.
They weren't huge.
So times. You always, but they met a couple times in the playoffs.
Yeah
but like that was late.
The Broncos always won.
Yeah.
Like, how could you be rooting for both? Did you always root for the Patriots when they played the Broncos?
Who won? I was rooting for them.
Broncos won all those games.
What's
you're
this?
A fraud.
On TV. Oh, a new toy for Fred.
Where you jam a something into
some
your
sort
nuts.
Of.
It's the 1-2. Oh no, that's
it's what will be available at yard sales a year from now.
Especially if you go to Freddie Kirsch's
yes.
house.
Right.
Yeah, you want that elliptical back? I think Deidre's run her course on it as well.
Oh, really? I'll take it back.
Hasn't been moved in a while.
I'll take it back.
I need it. The doctor says I need non-impact exercise for my knee.
Should be swimming.
Yeah, you should.
Really?
You should get one of those indoor
yes.
pools.
You should. No, the little ones with the power. So you're actually swimming in place. It's like a big bathtub, essentially. It has the power jets, and you just turn it on and swim in place.
Like those things that let you surf without really going
yeah,
anywhere?
Sort of. I mean, and you can change the speed and adjust it. Some
you
of them
get
have
it.
A treadmill.
Now you tell me how it is.
I'm not rich.
Thomas
like
in Nova Scotia. Main reason the Browns were able to beat the Saints is because their nose tackle, Sean Rogers, was beating triple teams and getting home with ease. Other reason not to look past them, in my estimation, would be that Rex's twin brother is the one calling the defense there. I thought Colt McCoy would get eaten alive by the Steelers, and he
Come
threw
on now.
For 250 yards in his first start, and I'd bet any money he'll start next week. On a different point, I was not a fan of Brett coming back, but I kind of took offense to what you said about him yesterday. 10 to 15 stitches is a big cut to have on the inside of your mouth. About an inch or so.
It's a cut.
Yes, he was able to talk later, but you definitely cannot come right back into the game.
It's a cut. That's he not, had to get carted off with someone holding his jaw for
it's gone from 8 to 15 now.
Yeah, it was 8 stitches,
well,
and then
it's 10,
Brett, and Brett said 10. But I don't care about that, and I don't think anybody in this show said that he should have gone back in the game.
No, I said he shouldn't have got carted off with somebody else holding his jaw
holding
together
Holding his
for him.
Jaw together
he looked
with
like
his
he
head
was
slumped to the side
Drama.
And his eyes
yeah.
closed.
Queen.
He may
hey,
have
he
been,
looked like, he may have been concussed, too. Yeah.
I'm not dismissing that.
Who's
this is not
kid?
About questioning Brett Favre's toughness. I think that kind of goes without question. Of all the bad things you could say about
no,
Favre,
I think he's tough,
you can't
but
say
he
he's
needs
not
to make
tough.
Sure everybody knows everything. He's a drama queen.
He's a drama queen. That's what we were criticizing.
Not a drag queen, who somebody called him a drag queen at some point.
Might want to zoom
Pete,
in on this
Pete
show.
Shepard called him a drag queen.
Pete called him a drag queen.
We don't really know that for sure either.
He's
I
got
mean,
other skeletons in the closet.
Right.
Who knows?
But Brett Favre.
Maybe
a
that's
tough
why he was
guy.
Trying to get in touch with the Jets girl. You know,
I just thought it was a little embarrassing the way he allowed himself to get carted off the field.
And it was just came after I had seen Fred. I read a high school football article about Dartmouth, and it said,
"Oh yeah,
injury bug hit again as so and so, a key player, was carted off the field in a stretch or whatever,
and on a stretcher with
a severe
an
elbow injury." And I'm like.
And while I'm excited about my future,
it's an elbow injury.
I will miss.
I mean, even if it's broken, just hold it and walk off. Why are you being carted off? And then Favre did the same thing with, to me, an even lesser injury. A little boo-boo on his chin.
What if it was somebody else's elbow shoved up his butt?
See, that's why we raise the bar on the AK-47 show at 2 p.m.
Is that what you do?
Brooklyn Matt says, since I keep track and have a list of about a dozen common people, places, and things Andy has never heard of, I'm dying to have Andy tell us who Buster Crabbe was and who
no
were
idea.
The two American iconic characters he played.
Never heard the name Buster Crabbe before in my life.
I know he played
Tarzan.
That was one of them.
I don't know the other one.
Luckily, it wasn't
it was
on the
a
SATs.
Swimmer, right?
That's
Johnny
why I blew
Wester.
You away.
Johnny Wester. Oh, no. That was that the one. Other guy that played Tarzan.
Yeah.
And he was a swimmer.
He was an Olympic swimmer.
Right. I don't know. Buster Crabbe.
You're the one who said it.
I don't know. I know. All I know is he played.
Why did that name come up?
Fred said it.
Because Fred.
For what?
It was a Fredism.
It was just something.
He called Russell Baxter.
Malapropism?
Buster Crabbe.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a Fredism.
I bet you anything he'll draw blank just like he did about Phyllis Diller, Wembley's classic design, what backgammon is, and many, many
more. Didn't give your mother a blank.
The list just keeps getting
she
bigger.
She got the real deal.
Kevin, give me another.
When they
Austin
raised the bar
on
that
AC. Really
well, thank God it's PFW in progress right now.
PFW in progress. I'm allowed to be.
Good
speak
stuff. I like Brooklyn
speak
Matt.
At his level. I bring it down to his level.
I like
his low SAT score level.
Brilliant! Oh,
sorry.
Brilliant!
I like when he brings out the list of things that Andy never
heard. Your list is just as long. He just doesn't keep
track of
it.
The only one out
of
all of those is Wembley Stadium's classic design. I don't know what they're talking about.
There was
like
an original
you.
Wembley.
If I were old,
yeah,
I'd know who Buster
that,
Crabbe
Eric. I just
was.
Don't know what it looks like.
Joel and Merrimack. Hey, guys, what's happening here? Where is the real Fred? Did Eric replace him with an evil doppelganger? I fully expect Andy to be backing Pittsburgh as number one, which he surprisingly isn't.
But to have Fred not leading the Patriots bandwagon, what the? Fred, come on, snap out of it. They're not only winning, but they're doing it on the road, and they're doing it against good teams. What more do you need? Remember the Pats of old doing just enough to win. This is kind of similar, wouldn't you agree? Okay, tell you what. When you are sitting at 9-1, will you come back to the flock? We miss you, Fred. Come back home.
Who do you think is the best team in the league then, Fred?
Pittsburgh.
You do?
It's the power ranking.
I understand.
Power ranking.
That's how it works. It's the best team in the league. Yes. You're the best team first. Second best team second.
Well, Fred's real consistent about this. We've talked about it. Fred thinks that you don't judge teams until after the fact. Fred doesn't think they've beaten really good teams because all the teams they've beaten have losing records.
I didn't say that. He's putting words in my mouth. I never said that.
They only have one win against the team with a winning record, and that's Baltimore.
Here's the true test, though, Fred. Are you going to pick the Steelers next week?
He says he is on a stack of Bibles.
As it stands
not only that,
today.
But Star Wars DVDs.
Right, which is...
That's saying something.
Ixnay. Now, is Steve Nichol going to come out and say Taylor Twellman was the perfect Revolution player?
I don't know.
Will he cry?
Have they had these before, Fred? Or is this like the first big...
I don't even know what these is.
It's a retirement press conference.
Taylor Twellman retiring.
Taylor Twellman coming... His career is ending as a Rev.
He's the greatest Revs player
now?
Of all time.
I thought he did that years ago. Oh.
It's live right now, probably on Revs.net.
He's trying to make a funny.
I don't know what he's doing.
He's retiring.
Focus on football.
That is football.
Robin,
for the rest of the world.
Robin England. I've been listening to the show for many
Robin
years
England
now.
Or Rob in England?
Rob from England.
Okay. Rob from
I've
England?
I've been listening to the show for many years now and just had some random questions to throw at you guys since it's such a slow news week. Right. Question. What is your favorite PFW argument? Mine is the infamous argument between Fred and Paul about Drew not attending the victory parade. Andy, if you haven't heard that one, you need to go back and listen to it.
I don't think I've heard
that. It's the closest thing I think they had to a fist fight.
Really?
I don't even remember.
Oh, Fred was all, oh my God. You thought it was blasphemous that Drew didn't go back and go to the victory parade.
There
was about
there?
20 other guys that didn't go, but Drew just drew your wrath.
I think he should have been there.
Yeah, that was a classic.
Two.
You're not getting me back in it, though.
Right now, who is your top quarterback in the NFL? Top quarterback, Peyton Manning.
Yeah. It's the bizarro Fred.
I'd go Peyton Manning.
I would say Peyton
probably
Manning.
Probably Peyton Manning, yeah.
MVP Tom Brady.
And three, is Eric ever going to get laid?
I'm looking for the answer.
I didn't write it.
He's been working pretty hard lately, I'll say that.
How did the politics go last night?
We lost by six.
You failed in politics.
Couple
too.
Three-pointers, Wes.
Yeah, couple of three-pointers.
Did they have a?
You're out of control.
Did they have a?
Those ratings have really gotten you.
Well, traditionally the Democrats go to the Biltmore Hotel. The Republicans go to the Marriott. Yeah. So that's where the two headquarters
and
are.
Did you go?
And so yeah, now, but it was not a very good party because
no,
liquor?
But that's a good place to.
I don't even know
up at those parties.
Yeah, oh yeah, they're all down
especially
the dumps.
In defeat. Yeah,
yeah,
the liquor,
right?
It's flowing.
Right,
nothing.
And you didn't.
Nothing happened.
No, they
went home with mom.
Not a lot of
hotties.
Listen to me. Listen.
Hot. There
listen
were no
you need to lower your freaking
listen,
standards.
Listen to me.
I don't need to do anything.
I want to help you.
No, I don't.
Lower your standards.
Once you get a taste of the, you know what?
I know
like
you're
it.
New to politics. Okay.
He's new to politics.
No, I'm not really new to politics.
Getting,
and you were never involved in politics.
Getting involved. You want?
I've been involved since I was a kid.
The idea when you're in a support role is to attach yourself to a winner. You want to do that. You want to get on the...
Do you have to whisper?
But I thought, Fred, the best way to judge a winner is at the end of the season.
You want to hitch your cart.
Well, the season's over in terms of politics.
Well,
you lost.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You say you have to attach yourself to a winner.
You want to hitch your cart to a winner so that you can build some reputation. Wow, Eric worked on that campaign, and that guy won.
Yes, Fred, that's the idea. But you can't control how people are going to vote.
Well, no, you can figure out who's going to win, and then you back them. You get involved with them.
Oh, so instead of being principled and going with the person you actually support.
This is nothing.
There's no principles in politics.
Exactly. You're trying
I'm still
to make,
more interested in what Andy was talking about.
You're trying to make politics your career.
Listen,
you know?
Do you want to get laid or do you want to have your principles?
Well, look, it's been a while, okay? It's not like it's never happened before. It's just been a while.
Okay.
So there's your
I'm
answer.
I'm encouraged.
It's been a while since the Jets won the Super Bowl.
And yes, I'm still working on it.
No, you're not. Well, yes, you are, actually. You've been working very hard lately.
Is there something else I don't know about?
No, you know about it. Anyone
that's not
who,
it's not who you think.
Neighborhood.
It's
no,
who,
it,
it's
it
not
isn't,
who you think.
But you are.
It's not who you think.
It
if
isn't,
that,
but
if
you
it's
are.
What we're all thinking
you
of.
You are.
Really, that needs
that
to
may
stop.
Not be your
no, that's it's
top
not who you think.
Iron
okay.
in the fire, but you're
so
holding
no
out
one
hope.
Here, then.
No one who works in the building, no.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Why I'm does he have to be vague?
Because I'm with him on this one.
He still thinks he has a chance.
No, he doesn't.
He does. Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
No, I wouldn't turn down the offer if
and
there was one.
And you're keeping that option open so with just enough effort.
Why shouldn't you? Why shouldn't you?
No
because
chance.
She's all set.
Yeah, but, you know, things happen.
Oh, all right.
Not with then, you, they don't.
I stand corrected.
I've seen this story before.
Andy, you're right again. I stand corrected.
Thank you. Fred has no idea what we're talking about.
Zach from Syracuse,
which is
I'm
good
proud
for
of you.
You
for actually keeping
which
it
is
off
good
the
for you, by the way, because if he knew the name would
have come
out
by
there.
Now.
Would all be fired by now?
Oh, I know.
No, you don't.
Zach from Syracuse says, "So where has Edelman been? I expected
don't
him
dare,
to be
man.
A bigger part of the offense, and he hasn't been on the injury report. Also, I've been so impressed with this defense, especially Mayo and Ninko. Mayo is just a beast flying around out there. He had great hits on Peterson on that questionable TD and also on Gerhardt that set up the goal line stand. Also, Ninko's smart play and improved tackling, that third and short comes to mind, has been impressive. Thanks, guys. Happy to see Mankins back, who looked freaking scary behind the podium."
He looked pretty cool.
Tell
badass.
Paul what Light said about Mankins.
He said a few things. What
take
forgot
me
already,
home,
Andy? He said that Light said that he looked Mankins looked like he lost 20 pounds.
No, he said he looked like he weighed 220.
Oh, 220.
He
yeah.
was kind of joking, but I didn't notice it. I thought Mankins looked like a offensive lineman.
I didn't think he looked any different than the
you
last time.
You showing off the guns,
him.
Too.
Except for yeah, the Fu Manchu.
He had the Rich Ornberger sleeveless shirt yeah. on.
Oh, okay.
And he was leaning on the podium.
Yeah, he was,
the
he was leaning on the podium that way the whole
like
time.
Fred would do if he had any.
Two oh, tickets God. To the gym show, please.
Wow.
We need to get Fred some.
There he goes.
We need to get Fred some of those shake weights for Christmas.
Listen to me.
He's already got his own.
Listen to me. I tried to help you yesterday, Kevin. That could easily stop.
Not now. Not with the groundswell of support on the internet
on
for
the
AK-47 show.
He really is.
Groundswell.
He is.
I remember. 20 years from now, you know, hopefully none of us will be here, but somebody
Dead
will be asking.
Yeah, I mean, working.
They'll
mean,
be doing
right?
a show like this on the radio, and somebody will say,
Kevin
"Do you guys ever
have
remember the AK-47
then.
Show they did?"
And you'll be able to Google it on the internet, and the little podcast will pop up.
Hello, men of PFW. I would take back Moss. Let's see who's writing this.
Someone who wants Moss.
James from the UK.
Let's skip over the who wrote it first. And
yes, who? I want the big plays back, not necessarily from Moss himself, but to have him back up to help Wes in the H-bomb by opening up the field. You have him on a leash in the same way we talked about having T.O. back last offseason. Pay him very little and see if he can help the team. He says one thing out of turn about a buffet or anything else and he gets cut.
About a buffet.
Now,
well, that's the story about in
with the
Friday
Pats at the top of the many power rankings,
yeah.
I feel this question is now appropriate, but remember, this is more still in hope than expectation. If the Pats were to go on and win the Super Bowl this year, would it be considered a bigger achievement than the shock 2001 win? There we did it with a new QB, but this year we seem to have a whole new team almost. I would consider it to be one of the great achievements in sports if it were to happen.
No.
2001 would be a bigger shock.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I agree. And this would be a shock. I'm not dismissing
not surpassing
shock.
2001.
But in 2001, through seven games, the Patriots didn't have anywhere near the best record in football, just as a comparison. They were 5-5 after 10 games.
Right.
Plus, all these guys that are nice stories, like Aaron Hernandez, he's a fourth-round pick. He's leading you in your – he was the top college tight end. This isn't Jermaine Wiggins out of East Boston making great plays and hurdling linebackers for key first downs.
And I know that when Sims got hurt, Hostetler came in and the Giants won. Mm-hmm. But has a team ever lost the starting quarterback so early in the season like they did in 2001 and then won the Super Bowl?
Miami.
The perfect season. Greasy Earl Morrow.
Earl Morrow. Yeah, okay.
All right.
Loving the NFL this season and loving the show. Also, a couple more AK-47 shows might not be a bad thing when Rook is not around. Props to Big Head and Kevin.
When Rook is not around.
Right.
That's not what the other people were saying.
That's what this one said.
Less Rook, more Hart. Why don't you play the first sound effect you used for AK-47 yesterday? Boom. Nothing like one. This was our open, Fred, right here to the AK-47 show.
He's still looking for it.
He's a monkey.
He can't find
he's
it.
He's a monkey.
What are you
he's
doing?
He's still punching.
That was an AK-47.
It sounded more like an M80.
What an idiot.
Let's see. Barry or Bob writes in.
Barry?
His email says
from
one
Washington?
Thing. But,
you read his email address?
Well.
It's Barry.
It says Barry.
How long is it going here?
The Pats have found a way to win, including having been handed games on a silver platter. Does their offensive play have the depth, variety, and element of surprise to truly be competitive going forward? You have to believe that future opponents or second meetings will show a lackluster Pats offense being too predictable and ineffective. I just don't see a playoff offense keeping them just ahead of the opponent. Huh?
I think their offense is very much competitive. I don't know if
it's. Do you think there's anything predictable about it?
No. I'm still not sold. They're always
going to I don't even know what they're going to do. I mean,
I guess that's
wanted to run a draw out of an empty backfield.
I don't even think they know what the, you know, it's an evolving offense.
Right. Again, I'll say.
No, but it'll be competitive.
You might,
I have no
you might
questions
know what's
about
coming. You might know, have an idea. Well, this is something they normally do in this. I think every team has those tendencies and trends. I think the whole predictability thing is so overblown.
I hate the whole play calling argument. Oh, the play calling.
Well, I think you can have.
Is that the whole play?
That's
the
whole play calling argument. Oh, the play calling.
I think you can have.
And we'll leave it at that.
Play calling.
You fill in the blanks.
I just don't think the predictability factor is all that relevant.
Jordan from London. Loved yesterday's show. The highlight has to be Andy yelling and pleading, "I like breasts," over and over again. Made me think he protests too much.
Eric,
what happens?
Taken out of context.
My question for you guys.
It had to do with Brett Favre, and I said, everybody says, oh, right. I've seen Brett Favre's junk.
Do you mean you really don't like breasts?
I've seen Greg Oden's junk, and I'm like, I've never seen any of these, because whenever I hear a news report that some male athlete's junk is available on the internet, I don't just Google for their junk.
Yeah.
When it says, you know, Pam Anderson's boobs available, I go Google and find Pam Anderson's boobs. I like boobs.
Is that what you call it now?
Not
you Google?
Junks. Yeah, Google, whatever.
Usually
I just
thing.
Have Fred send me the link, because he has it readily available.
Yeah.
My question
He's laughing
you,
in his office.
My question for you guys is, other than Tom, who is your offensive player of the year so far?
Hernandez.
Yeah. Offensive player of the year so far.
Hernandez.
Just for this team? Hernandez, yeah.
Right. No, the other teams that we cover.
What is wrong with you? You never have the answer. Just
I was half
like,
listening
oh,
at that point. I didn't know if he's meant around the league.
All right. Guess what? John Rook's not here today again.
So more AK-47?
No. At 2 o'clock, the Price is Right.
CP3.
Chris Price is here.
Did you just think of that right there?
I did.
That was great.
I got to tell you this, guys. I as usual, I do pick up Patriots Football Weekly each and every week.
Because it's
is,
free.
This has got Well, yeah. yeah. But this has got to be one of the greatest cover photos that you guys have ever run. I don't know if people have seen this yet.
Yeah.
I don't know if people have.
Whose is it?
It's tremendous.
Jim Mahoney took that picture.
Jim Mahoney took this picture. It is phenomenal. It is Zoltan Mesko kicking, and I'll say this, he's kicking someone in the face.
Right.
He's kicking a Minnesota defensive lineman. If this is an awesome.
And that
guy.
Was on the sideline. That wasn't even a foul. <the kids. laughs>
That was pregame. No, they got into it a little bit.
Actually, the Real Patriots Twitter account tweeted that out and had a bunch of retweets. It was all over.
This is awesome.
It trended.
Tweet.
No,
trended.
Great.
No, but thank
so
you.
Five people.
Was, no, I saw that picture
stuff.
And I was like, I don't know what the words are going to be, but we got to use this picture.
That's fantastic. Yeah. It is.
Story
it's
of the game
right
there.
Why is Gordie Howe still out there? Why isn't he in here?
We don't have enough mics. He's coming. Oh.
He's coming. He's getting ready to dominate.
I don't think we have enough mics for the crossover here.
There he is.
Yeah, we got Jeff Howe joining me from 2 to 3. We also have Eric Scalavino.
Oh wow,
hanging around.
Wow. Sorry.
So it's going to be the three of us from 2 to 3.
So the Price is Right from 2 to 4.
I like it. Don't let Eric bring you guys down. He's very negative. They call him Negativino.
Chris,
they do.
1-2. What's your power rankings?
Power rankings right now?
Yeah.
I got to go with the Patriots at number one, and I got to go probably I'm going to guess the Steelers at number two at this point.
Fred is flip-flopped.
That sets up very nicely in a couple of weeks.
Sure.
This year's game of the century down in Heinz
Field. That's already a night game, so we don't have to worry about.
Right. And NBC just lucked into it. They had to have thought the Steelers would lose a few games when Roethlisberger was out.
Yep.
And there's no way they thought the Patriots, because I don't think anyone thought the Patriots were going to be the best team in football at that point.
I agree.
They lucked into a great game.
I think probably a month ago this game looked like a dog.
Yeah.
And now it's setting
it's
up to be this year's game of the century.
Of course, 2 weeks from now they look like a dog again if the Steelers are on a couple game losing
A week
streak.
Later they play the Colts at home, which I hope is not flexed. Let's just leave it at 4:15.
Exactly.
Can
let's
we please?
It
well, it can't because it's not. It's only after Thanksgiving.
It's too early.
That's not a flex, I don't believe.
It's too early.
You can't flex games until after Thanksgiving, I thought.
I think the Indy game is flexible.
Give me the PFW.
It could be. Could be.
I don't know. But
plus, they could also
we need to
block
give
it.
CP3 a little advice. Tone down the professionalism.
Oh, okay.
We frown upon
it. We like to yell, I love breasts.
See, I'm usually
Do you
I'm
like breasts,
on,
do you, Chris?
Well, yeah.
The Colts game can be flexed.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Eric might yell other
Good
stuff.
Good job, Eric.
All right. Yeah. All right, well.
No, it's too early. It's too early. Good job, Eric.
Yeah.
Well, he showed. He proved.
But it would also probably be blocked.
You thought it was early, too.
Anytime
I
you
had
get
no
a
idea.
Patriots-Colts game, I would think you could use a block on that. Brady, Manning.
All right, so for the next 2 hours, Chris Price and Jeff Gordie Howe will be here taking your calls and emails on Patriots.com radio. Thanks, everyone, for listening. There's a ton of emails left over, so, Chris, make me a promise. You'll get to those emails.
I'm in.
Don't log him out then, Fred.
Well, that's my personal account.
Right. Kevin, don't worry about it. He can look in your personal account.
Kevin doesn't want those emails from Jonathan going to Chris Price.
Kevin can log him back into the account. All right.
We got a treat, too, to end the show.
All right, a treat to end the show. All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
From the photos Andy was telling me.
No. Unlike the rest of the world, I didn't clamor to go see Brett Favre's junk when it was available online. I still have not seen his junk, just like I haven't seen Greg Oden's. I don't seek out male penises.
See?
Unlike some men in this world, I don't try to see... to the contrary.
But see that...
But listen,
I couldn't agree with him more. I've never seen one of those photos.
But I like breasts. But if they said Jen Sturger...
was it that one?
No, if they said Jen Sturger photos available, see why Favre was after her online, I'd be dialing it up
tonight.
Matter
of fact, I have done that.
It's such a passionate
Aaron Andrews,
protest, though. I know that he wants to see
I like breasts. I'm passionate about breasts.
We'll be back next week.
Patriots.com radio.